Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
To me, the most important segment is that first, that first grouping of 600 requests for help, that there's something going on here, we need help, and there was no response. Now, if you did that, there would have been, a skirmish, the ambassador, everybody, they would have been okay. Probably they would have stopped it. They would have stopped it before it started. Once it started, the timeline was tough, but you certainly would have sent somebody in anyway, regardless. It was probably too late by that time because it didn't take that long, and it would have taken people a long time to get there.
It went on 13 hours.
But I will tell you this. If you would have responded to the earlier requests for help, which should have been natural, who wouldn't have done that? Then there would have been no problem in the first place. So that would have been the thing. That was the biggest mistake.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump. That is Donald Trump going to town on the Benghazi report. Welcome, everybody, to the Dana Show. Tony Katz sitting in for Dana Lash. You know she was sick yesterday, Kane.
Yes, I was well aware of that.
Yeah, she was sick yesterday.
I don't know if you caught that.
She was sick yesterday. But it is a pleasure to be here, to be sitting in the chair. You can give us a call. You can be a part of the show. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. You can follow me on Twitter, ask questions, at Tony Katz, TONYKATZ. And while the Benghazi report gets immediately pushed aside by mainstream media, it should be noted that the Benghazi report is being pushed aside by mainstream media. And the conversation that Trump is having right there, like him, hate him, I'm not interested in that, is one of the key things to come out of this report that is worthy of conversation. Actually, it should be for all Americans a moment to say, we did what? We didn't send anybody when we clearly could have at least tried? You see, the conversation we keep hearing is, what difference does it make? That no one could have gotten there in time. You don't know that until you send somebody. And certainly, even if we think they couldn't have gotten there in time, let's talk about a way this administration thinks, and we're seeing it really with Loretta Lynch in that meeting with Bill Clinton. That is blowing up in everybody's face. You would cover yourself. Well, the CYA. Can you say ass on the show?
Well, you just did.
Okay, so you would cover that. You would cover that by ensuring that you at least tried to send somebody there. That is the MO of this administration. That would make perfect sense. If you're not going to say we should try because we want to save four lives, we should try because we want to cover ourselves. We want to make sure that we can show that we tried. They didn't even do that. But in a conversation that I was having with Noah Rothman, Noah Rothman is with Commentary Magazine, Noah C. Rothman on Twitter, this report has nobody up in arms. The media is so thrilled. When I say the media, I'm talking about network media. I'm talking about the Times and the Post and the New York Daily News, etc. They're so overjoyed that there is no hard pinning on Hillary that they don't even want to take time to understand what it is that the report is telling them. There is so much to this report, and when people say no bombshell here, I think it was CNN that put out the headline, no bombshell here. Well, I guess it's a question of what your definition of bombshell is. Because when I hear that there were hundreds of calls for security and none of them were answered, when I hear that no help was sent or even tried, when it is clear that the New York Times puts out that it was indeed a video that caused this uprising, when that is not the case at all, that is a lie from the New York Times. They should be ashamed of who they are for allowing that to be printed in their paper. Just those things should make people stand up and say, "Dear Lord, we're better than this." And I, listen, I'm not a conspiratorial guy. I actually don't have a conspiratorial bone in my body, right? I think that things happen and they happen. And sometimes there are coincidences, but I don't think there are shadowy figures, you know, smoking cigars and making the call for society. If only because I smoke cigars and I wish I had the opportunity to do just that. And never once in the smoking of a cigar has anybody ever said to me, "Oh, hey, come, join the meeting. We're about to decide what happens with the future." Never happened. But I do enjoy a good game of connect the dots. And while everyone should be discussing what is in this Benghazi report, I would like to make a connection. The idea that we did not send any help to Ambassador Stevens, to Tyrone Woods, to Glenn Doherty, to Sean Smith. The idea that we did not try to send them any help. I want to know how that connects to this most recent report about those soldiers detained by Iranian forces. Those soldiers on those boats, and the boat wasn't working, and all of a sudden there's the photos of them with their on their knees with their hands behind their head, the photos of them in that room, the women forced to wear a head covering, some of the men crying, these soldiers... And the report discusses how poorly trained they are, how unable they were to deal.
We invite you to stay tuned now for Colt 45's baseball here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Field four, calling KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45 baseball here on the radio. Tonight, a one-game set against your visiting Reading Tigers. Reading versus Reading on a Friday night here on July 1st, 2016. Nowhere else I'd rather be than calling this game for you here on KCNR 1460, streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Starting pitcher tonight is Will Moore out of Taft, California. We'll get you the starting lineups in just 1 minute. Wanted to remind you tonight's pregame show brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two great exhibitions. Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars, and get you the other one here in just 1 second. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? That's Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars and Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Our thanks to Turtle Bay for sponsoring the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Defense for your starting hometown Reading Colt 45s looks like this on the infield. It's going to be Jake Taylor at third, Mickey Meinhofer at short, Noah Ferguson out of Reading, California at second base, and at first, it's going to be DJ Porter. DH tonight is Jared Bertotti. In the squad tonight is Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis. He'll be catching Will Moore. Your outfield from left to right, Max Modeste, Ryan Williams, and Hunter Heath. You're also your 2-3-4 hitters tonight. Get you the starting lineup for the Reading Tigers here in just 1 second, but we're about ready for first pitch here. Beautiful night for baseball. If you haven't been down to Tiger Field, come on down. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Every seat in the shade here for first pitch at 7:15. This is game number 4 of 13 games in 13 nights. 45's got the win last night, 5-2, over the Vacaville Rattlers. Winning pitcher was Deion Heron in that one. Just about ready for first pitch here. Will Moore out of Taft University. Stepping in against Ben Mayer, center fielder for the Tigers. First pitch in there for a ball, a little bit low. It's going to be Mayer, Wade, and Barrington. Jordan Wade and Brian Barrington batting second and third for the Reading Tigers. 1-0 pitch here from Moore. And that ball is down in the dirt, 2-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. 2-0 is flied foul down the left field line, out of play. 2-1 now. Reading Kia proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. First pitch 7:15 tonight. 2-1 count here on the leadoff hitter, Mayer. Lineup for Reading looks like this. Ben Mayer, Jordan Wade, and Brian Barrington. Then it'll be Adam Kasserang at first base, batting fourth. That ball down low, 3-1 now. Jordan Becker at second base, batting fifth. Paul Bigelow, the DH, in the sixth hole. Benji Edwardson at shortstop, batting seventh. There's a fly ball lifted out into right, coming in and making the catch. On the run is Hunter Heath, one down. So that'll bring up Jordan Wade. Finishing up the lineup there in the eight hole is Matt McHenry. And then Sonny Sequenza, the right fielder. Starting pitcher is Logan Alloways tonight, number 23 for your Reading Tigers. Crowd still trickling in here. We're in the top of the first, one down. Colt 45's starter Will Moore deals, and the first pitch there is just a bit low, 1-0. Of course, NBA free agency open today. A lot of players on the move there. Strike 1-1 now. Will Kevin Durant be a Golden State Warrior? Only time will tell. But many possible iterations of super teams swirling around here in the NBA offseason. One ball, one strike here. That's a ground ball hit to just past the pitcher. Taking it at shortstop is Meinhofer, and he throws it on to first. 6-3 on the putout. Two down here. Two down, nobody on for the Reading Tigers. That's going to bring up Brian Barrington. He's the catcher tonight. 45s took all three in a three-game series against the Reading Tigers in June. Just a one-game set here tonight. First pitch to Barrington down low in the dirt, 1-0. Tomorrow night we start a three-game series against visiting Humboldt B-52s, the second, third, and fourth, with fireworks after the game here on Monday night. Great spot here to watch all the festivities. That ball is in there for a strike as Diaz frames it on the inside corner. 1-1 here. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s on Twitter at ReadingColt45S. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Barrington on the outside corner. Good pitch there for Moore. 1-2. Gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's in the windup. The 1-2 pitch. That's a chopper right back to the mound. It's over the head of Moore there, and Ferguson had to go to his right, threw across his body, and it pulls Porter off the bag. So Barrington will reach. We'll see how the official scorer wants to score that one. That'll bring up Adam Kasserang, number 44. He's the first baseman tonight in the cleanup spot. It looks like they are going to score that an E4 on the ground ball, so no hit there. This one's popped up behind first base in short right field. Heath coming on. He's going to make the play. Nice job there by Hunter Heath. Had a lot of ground to cover there, but that's the third out of the inning. One runner stranded. Scoreless tie into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle LaFleur bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here. Home half of the first here, it's going to be Meinhoffer, Modeste, and Williams to lead off. Mickey Meinhoffer out of Regis University. First pitch on the outside corner, 0-1 here. Max Modeste, the left fielder, will bat second. Ryan Williams, who leads the team in home runs and RBIs, the center fielder batting third tonight. Here's the 0-1. That ball is foul back, out of play. 0-2 on Meinhoffer. Shadow is creeping across the infield here. Advantage for the pitcher, going from light to shadow. Usually we've got about two innings of that, maybe three, depending on how quickly the first couple innings go on a 7:15 start. The 0-2. Fouls that one back as well. Count remains 0-2. Tonight and tomorrow, 7:15 starts. Sunday and Monday, 6 p.m. starts. As we welcome the Humboldt B-52s for a three-game set starting tomorrow night. Full schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Here's another 0-2. That one's down in the dirt. Meinhoffer chases, and he's going to be out on strikes. Throw down to first. Put out 2-3 on the score, and that'll be a one out for your hometown 45s. Here's Modeste. So here's Modeste. Left-handed batter here against Logan Alloways. Tall right-hander for the Redding Tigers. Modeste not in the lineup last night. That is driven deep out into right center field. This one going way back. It is out of here. First home run of the year to dead right center for Max Modeste. And the 45s are on the board here with a home run. As Max Modeste touches them all. Just the second batter of the game. His first home run as a Redding Colt 45. And the crowd lending him here at his entire team out there to give him a congratulations. It's 1-0 Redding Colt 45s. So here's Chandler Anderson. Actually, we had the wrong center fielder in there. Originally had Ryan Williams in the starting lineup. He is taking the night off here. So here's Chandler Anderson, 1-0. One and one here as that one's in there for a strike. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. That's a line drive up the middle, right back through the box. Nearly tagged the pitcher Alloways there, but it's going to be a one-out single for Chandler Anderson. He's one for one tonight. So runner on first here with one out. That'll bring up left-handed hitting Hunter Heath, your right fielder tonight. The one out, runner on first, one run already home here on the solo home run by Modeste. And here's Heath. Big hole on the right side, runner being held on at first. That's a curveball, breaks low and inside, 1-0 here. Let's go ahead and make that home run by Max Modeste, our Kia drive of the game. Test drive one, or test drive a Redding Kia Sorento today. Proud sponsors of the Cool 45s on the radio. Expect scoring early and often tonight as the 45s had their best game of the year offensively against the Redding Tigers earlier this year in a 24-4 route where everybody hit. That ball is hit out into right very high. It's going to be a few steps in front of the warning track, and he flies out. So that's two outs on the inning here. Score that one fly out to number nine. If you're scoring at home, that'll bring up DJ Porter. Porter with a solid game last night, 2-for-3, with a double, a run scored, and an RBI. He's also hit by a pitch, so reached base 3 out of 4 times last night in the 5-2 victory over Vacaville. First pitch there is a slider over the outside corner. Nice pitch there from Alloways, 0-1. So Anderson still at first, 2 down now. And Cal Baptist outfielder now at first base tonight, DJ Porter. Ready for the 0-1. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Anderson headed down to second. He's going to be safe. Stolen base there for the Utah Ute. And he's in scoring position now with 2 down. RBI chance here for DJ Porter. And in his 4 plate appearances last night, as we mentioned, 2 doubles and hit by a pitch. The 1 out he did make was a screaming line drive. So he made loud contact in all 3 at-bats where he didn't get plunked. Here's the 1-1. That's a slider just a little bit low. Good take there by Porter. That one just a little bit below the knees. 2-1 now. On deck, Simpson Redhawk, Jared Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman. He's the DH tonight. That's a slider. Breaks outside now. 3-1. Hitters count here for Porter. First base open. So he doesn't necessarily have to give in here. Alloway is in the stretch, now gets the sign from his catcher, comes set. Here's the 3-1. That's a pop-up on the infield, and looks like it might be playable. No, it's going to get out of play into the seats here and bounce out into the parking lot. Souvenir for somebody out there. We're in the bottom of the first here, already 1-0, Redding Cool 45s on a solo home run and threatening for more with a man at second with 2 down. Full count here to DJ Porter. Anderson with a good lead off second. He reached on a single and stole second. Here's the full count pitch. He heads for third. That ball is a walk and no throw down to third. So another stolen base for Anderson. Runners at the corners now as Porter draws the 2-out walk. So here's Bertotti hitting a robust 420 on the season. He has hit early and often this year from both sides of the plate. That ball high and away, 1-0 here. Bertotti officially 21 for 51, so 4-12. Second only to Jake Taylor, who's also in the lineup tonight. Here's the 1-0. That's a breaking ball down low. 2-0 here. Jake Taylor would be next. Had the night off last night. He's in the 7 hole tonight playing third base. Alloways comes set. Now checks the runner. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. On a curveball down low. On a fastball count. Got him out in front. 2-1 here. Third baseman guarding the line at third. First baseman holding the runner on at first. So lots of holes on the infield here for Bertotti. And he hits a ground ball to short. This should end the inning. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And that's the third out. So one run for the 45s on the solo home run by Max Modeste. We head to the top of the second. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Square times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280. You win. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the river. At the river.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here. Will Moore getting ready to start his second inning work. Zach Pete, the second baseman, is going to lead off. Swing and a miss on the first two pitches here as it's now quick 0-2. 45's got one in the bottom of the first for the solo home run in support of Taft, California's Will Moore here. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that is driven out into left center field, and that's going to get down in the gap. That one's going to get all the way to the wall on two bounces. Anderson with a throw into second is going to make it closer than it looks. But that's a stand-up double lead off the inning. And on an 0-2 pitch, no less, from Zach Pete, so a nice piece of hitting there. Here's Justin Baker. He's the DH. So runner on second here to lead off the inning with two down here, or with nobody out here, actually. Pardon me. D.H. Baker watches one down below the knees, 1-0. Lefty on righty matchup here. Meinhofer shaded slightly toward the bag with the left-hander up. Trying to keep the runner honest out there. Moore checks the runner at second now, checks him again, comes set, he fires the 1-0. That's called strike, fastball on the inside corner, good pitch from Moore. 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-1 from Moore, just a bit low, 2-1 here. Going to be Pete Baker and then Benji Edwardson. 5-6-7 hitters here. Pete's already let off with the double. 2-1 pitch here, and that's a swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. Swung at a pitcher's pitch there. It's 2-2. Moore gets the sign from his catcher Diaz. Now in comes Sett. Checks the runner out at second. Here's the 2-2. No, we're going to have a throwback to second. Fake throw. As Meinhoffer chases the runner back. No throw. Moore simply steps off. Lined up and ready to go here now with the 2-2. Comes Sett, kicks and fires. That ball's outside. 3-2 now. Edwardson would bat next. Moore gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Baker goes down on strikes. Runner on second out with one down. In the top of the second here. Defense on the infield looks like this. Taylor at third. Meinhoffer at short. Ferguson at second. Bertotti at first. Ignacio Diaz in the squat for pitcher Will Moore, pardon me. Throw back to second. He's got him picked off now. He's going to throw to third. He is out. Nicely done there. As he was going on first motion there. And Will Moore picked him off, chased him all the way, ran right at him, which is what you're supposed to do, and then threw to third. Taylor applied the tag, so score that one 1-5 on the pickoff. Two down now with nobody on, and Moore can go back to the windup. First pitch of the at-bat here to Edwardson in there for a strike at the knees, 0-1. In the windup now, here's the 0-1. And a curveball just a bit high. Edwardson pulling the old Derek Jeter squat down to make it look like a higher pitch than it was play, and it worked. 1-1. We'll see if he can master the that was way inside arm move of Mr. Jeter as well. Swing and a miss on a high fastball up at the shoulders, 1-2. Could not catch up with it. And Moore with one strikeout already on the inning. Smells another one here with 1-2 count. The windup, the pitch. Very high fastball up and away. 2-2 now. That's a ground ball up the middle. It bounces off the foot of Will Moore out to second base. Ferguson's going to have a play. And nicely done by Noah Ferguson on the reaction there. But Moore hobbling off the field here. We're going to get you a report on him next inning. But no runs here. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Colt 45s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's Famous Meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
and they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. 45's leading 1-0 over the Redding Tigers. Jake Taylor leading off the inning. He's quickly down 0-2 here to Logan Alloway's. That ball is down in the dirt, 1-2 now. It's going to be Taylor, Diaz, Ferguson, your 7-8-9 hitters. You mentioned Taylor leading the team in hitting. He's 13 for 25 for a robust 520 batting average. Also got a home run and 11 RBIs in just 9 games. He grounds this one into third base, and he's going to be retired 5-3 on the putout there. One down here. That'll bring up Ignacio Diaz, part of the three-headed catching monster for the Colt 45s. He's out of UC Davis. Logan Alloway is the starter for the Tigers. Gave up a solo home run in the first. He's got one down here in the second. Diaz hitting .368 in 5 games, a 7 for 19 so far here. One and oh here as that one misses. Up next will be Noah Ferguson, second baseman. This is game 24 out of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. We've got every game for you here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, streaming all around the world. 2-0 count here. Diaz chops it foul, 2-1. Alloway's in the windup here. Ready with the 2-1. Diaz watches it. A little bit high there. Slider. 3-1. Hitters count here. Noah Ferguson on deck. And that's a walk because that one misses outside. So Diaz draws a 5-pitch walk with one out here. And here's Noah Ferguson, one of our co-players of the game last night. He was 1-for-2 with a run scored and 2 RBI in a 5-2 pitcher's duel. Started a 2-run rally in the bottom of the third with a leadoff walk. Eventually came around to score in that inning and drove in runs in the fourth and sixth. So good all-around game for Noah Ferguson in the win last night. He steps up here with a runner on first, one out. Watches the strike there on the outside corner, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Our thanks to all the good folks down there at Redding Kia. The 0-1 fourth coming here to Ferguson. And he watches that one just a bit high, perhaps inside. 1-1. Looks like it's going to be a low zone here tonight. So the pitchers are going to have to come in. One ball, one strike, one out. Second baseman shading toward the bag for the double play. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on at first. Pitch, and Ferguson pops that one up on the infield. This one looks like it's going to be playable for the pitcher, and he takes it in foul territory. Scored a pop out to number one. Ferguson is retired for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Mickey Meinhofer. And with a name like Mickey Meinhofer, I think he got to be a baseball player. Named after Mickey Mantle, no pressure, kid. Got a chance to talk to him and his dad here before games here last few days. His dad, a Yankees fan from Brooklyn. So, again, no pressure there being named after Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle, who actually himself was named after Hall of Famer Mickey Cochrane, great player from the first half of the 20th century. First pitch misses 1-0. Meinhofer Sans batting gloves. Watches one down in the dirt. A couple players here for the 45s go without the batting gloves. Doing it old school. He's also got the old school high socks. Hunter Pence would be proud. 2-0 now. With Diaz on first. Modeste on deck. He homered in the bottom of the first to open the scoring. That's where we are right now. 1-0. Alloway's kicks and fires. The 2-0 pitch is chopped to third. And that's going to be the last out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout. So no runs here for the 45s. We head to the top of the third. It's 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball. KCNR 1460.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's Will Moore getting ready to start his third inning of work here. Up 1-0. He's faced seven hitters through two innings. Leading off is number 11, Matt McHenry. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. More in the sunlight here, the rest of the infield in the shade. That one misses just low, 2-0 here. Dusk fast approaching here as we come up on 8 o'clock here at Tiger Field. Just the top of the third, come down and join us, $5 a ticket. Swing and a miss. Every seat in the shade here at Tiger Field. Two balls, one strike here on McHenry. Henry, the third baseman tonight, and a beautiful curveball there, called a ball inexplicably. 3-1, throws a pretty curveball, but does not get rewarded for it. Hitters count now, as if you don't pretty much put it below the belt, it's a ball tonight. That one misses down below the knees, a five-pitch walk. To McHenry to lead off the third inning here. The runner on first, nobody out, it's going to bring up Sonny Sequenza. Right fielder batting ninth tonight. So Moore back into the stretch here. For the number nine hitter, Sequenza. McHenry takes his lead off of first. First pitch down in the dirt. Diaz backhands it. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Our thanks to them for making Colt 45's Baseball on the Radio happen. 1-0 here to Sequenza. That one is high. 2-0. Strike zone belt to knees tonight. Expect offense. 1-0 45's, but the Tigers have the leadoff man on first with a walk and a 2-0 count. That's ground ball to third. This could be 2-5-4. No, it's out into right field as the throw to the first base side a little bit. just pulled off Ferguson enough, and it glances off his glove, so it's going to be runners on first and third. That'll be an E5 on the throw. So McHenry all the way to third. Sequenza reaches first on the error. And top of the lineup, Ben Mayer, he flew out to right field his first time, 0-for-1. First pitch of the at-bat. He has a breaking ball down low in the dirt, 1-0. Moore comes in tonight, 1-0 in five starts. He's allowed six runs in 19.1 innings for a sparkling 2.79 ERA, 2.79 per nine for the Pride of Taft, California. Here's the 1-0. That's a chopper hit slowly on the infield. Taylor comes up at third. Only play is going to be at first, and he makes a nice running play. Took it with the left hand, transferred it to the right, all in one motion on the run. Scored 5-3 on the putout. Sequenza advances to second, so second and third now as Mayer grounds out. One down, runners on second and third for the number two hitter. Left fielder Jordan Wade, he grounded out to short his first time. 45s have the corners in, and the middle infielder's back, so they'll trade a ground ball up the middle. They'll trade an out for a run here. But anything to the corners, they'll try and cut down McHenry. That's a hard hit ground ball to second, and he thought about throwing home, but Ferguson wisely throws it to first. That'll be an RBI ground out for Wade. 4-3 and an RBI. It's 1-1 here. Coming around to score is McHenry. Sequenza all the way to third. So runner on third, two down here. That'll bring up Barrington. He reached on an error his first time. Ground ball on the infield. Barrington, number eight, the catcher, batting left-handed here against Wilmore. First pitch of the bat is outside, 1-0. Moore gets the sign from Diaz, now comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down and away, 2-0. Get you some updates on your Bay Area teams. A's up 3-1 in the top of the third. Giants down 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Johnny Cueto on the mound for the Giants. Sonny Gray on the mound for Oakland. Here's the 2-0 pitch now for Moore. That's a ground ball foul down the first base line by Barrington. 2-1 now. Moore now comes set, gets the sign, checks the runner, now he's ready, 2-1. That ball is a chopper to first base, taking it on the high hop is Porter, and he'll take it himself for the third out of the inning. So one run home, one runner stranded at third. Tigers tie the game 1-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit axiomrepertorytheater.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here, leading off is going to be Max Modeste, 1-for-1 with a solo home run. In the bottom of the first, 1-1 tie here. Logan Alloways starts his third inning work for the Reading Tigers. It's going to be 2-3-4 here for your hometown 45s. That ball popped out of play here. Over our heads in the booth. Back towards the laser tag here in South City Park. In the shadow of the Reading Library, we're enjoying Colt 45's baseball here at Tiger Field. That ball, a breaking ball, down and in at his back foot, 1-1. Modeste, Anderson, and Heath will bat here. That ball down in the dirt, a good take there, 2-1 now. Max Modeste out of Seattle University. He and teammate Jake Taylor, both in the lineup tonight. Sean Sutton, in the lineup the last two nights, has tonight off. 3-1 now as that one's low and away, and Alloways needs to come in here. That's a called strike two as Modeste watches one on the inside corner. Full count here. And that's a called strike three. Modeste flipped his bat towards the dugout, thinking he had drawn the walk, but he's called out on strikes for the first out of the inning. So here's Chandler Anderson. Singled in the first, then stole second and third, but he was stranded over there. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Anderson swings and misses there, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on one down below the knees. 0-2 here on Anderson. Beautiful night for baseball here. Here the entire field in shadows except for the center fielder. We'll be under the lights here momentarily. The 0-2 to Anderson. That ball is low and away. 1-2 here. That ball is a chopper to third base. Long throw, and he's going to beat it out. And it skips past the first baseman. Anderson is going to head to second. So Anderson showing off his speed here early in the game with two stolen bases. After singles first time up, and now an infield single on a chopper right down the line. Third baseman McHenry had to wait for it to come down, and a long throw was in the dirt. But he beat it out anyway, so Chandler now at second. So here's Hunter Heath, runner on second, one down. RBI spot here. Go ahead, run at second in the person of Chandler Anderson. Heath flew out to right field his first time, 0-1. Oh, and he hit him right on the leg. Breaking ball that got away from him. Right off, right above the knee there for Hunter Heath. Looks none the worse for wear. So a hit batsman for Alloways. Runners on first and second now with one down. Here's DJ Porter. Drew a walk his first time up in the first. Some free agency news here from the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks will be the newest team to waste their money on Dwight Howard. A 3-year deal there for one of the most physically gifted players to ever enter the NBA. It's just unfortunate, especially for Lakers fans who are friends of mine, that he has the brain that he has. Now picked off is Anderson at second, and he's going to be in a rundown. McHenry chases him back to second, and now he's going to be tagged out by McHenry. So Anderson caught stealing or picked off for the second out of the inning. Runner on first now with two down. So the Tigers smelling a steal attempt there, and they guessed right as Anderson is picked off for the second out of the inning. So no ball, one strike count now. Here's the pitch to Porter. He fouls that one out of play, 0-2. That one headed towards the parking lot. Absolutely beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the third. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. You can follow the Redding Colt 45s on Twitter at Redding Colt 45s. That's at Redding Colt 45S. And a looping curveball there ends up above the eyes of DJ Porter. So that might have been an experimental pitch there for Logan Alloways. Have not seen him throw that one here yet tonight on 0-2. Figured why not take a chance. Here's the 1-2. Fastball driven deep to left center field. This one's going back, way back. It is off the wall on a bounce. Heath running on contact is going to be waved around third. Here comes the throw. No, he's going to score without a throw. RBI double by DJ Porter on a 1-2 pitch. He puts a charge into that one. Heath scoring all the way from first. It's 2-1 Colt 45. So a double and an RBI. Heath scores. Here's Bertotti. 0 for 1. He grounded into a fielder's choice to end the first inning. But stay hot, DJ Porter. 2 for 3 last night. With a hit by a pitch. And already 1 for 2 tonight. Double and a walk. Swing and a miss by Bertotti there. On a changeup down below the knees. Good pitch from Alloways. To get strike 1. 0-1 here. Porter with a good size lead off second. Now stretches it out a little more. Alloways kicks and fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result. The soft stuff below the knees. It's 0-2 here. .45's up 2-1 here. Courtesy of an RBI double by DJ Porter. That ball is high. Check swing by Bertotti and he held up 1-2 now. Jake Taylor would be next, should Bertotti reach. Alloway is ready now with a 1-2. Called strike 3 on the inside corner, and Bertotti knew it. That'll end the inning. One run scored here. The 45s retake the lead 2-1. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45 has retook the lead in the bottom of the third. We get ready here to start the top of the fourth. Will Moore gone three innings here, giving up one run. He's up 2-1. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Redding Tigers. It's going to be Adam Kasserang, Zach Pete, and Justin Baker. Kasserang flew out to right his first time, 0 for 1. That ball down in the dirt, 1-0 here. Moore now on the windup, ready with the pitch. That ball is driven high down the left field line. Porter giving chase. We'll see if he's got time to get underneath it. That ball is gone. That ball just kept on carrying. I thought it was going to be in foul territory. That's a home run for Adam Kasserang. Snuck up on me there. So a tie ball game now as Kasserang goes yard down the left field line, nestles it right into the netting there. Inside the Girlinger Steel foul pole. 3:20 down the left field line. 2-2 here. The Tigers tie it up with a leadoff home run by Adam Kasserang. Here's Zach Pete. He doubled in his first at-bat but was picked off. He's your beer batter tonight. Dollar off all beers for the rest of this half inning and the bottom half of the inning should he strike out here. Watches the first one in there for a ball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. That's called strike there at the knees, 1-1 with the fastball. Moore gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's in the windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a pitch around his shoulders. 1-2 now. Lots of baseball action. Only a couple finals for you here tonight. Philadelphia over Kansas City, 4-3. Detroit over Tampa Bay, 10-2. Cleveland over Toronto, 2-1. The Indians, I don't know if Cleveland's ever going to lose another game. 2-2 now here. That's a curveball that's high from Will Moore. Break up the Cleveland Indians. I believe that's either 14 or 15 straight. Hard to believe. They haven't lost a game in almost 2 weeks. 2-2 here. That's a ball low and outside on the fastball from Will Moore. Full count now. No outs here. One run already home on the solo home run by Kasserang to tie the game at 2-2. Here's the full count pitch. That ball is low for a walk, so Pete is issued the free pass. Here's Baker, the DH. Justin Baker batting left-handed. He struck out his first time. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. The dusk fast approaching. Weather cooling off considerably. We're enjoying Colt 45's baseball here in the shade at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. It's just the top of the fourth. We've got a good one going here. 2-2 ball game. That ball down below the shins. 1-0 here. Porter holding the runner Pete on at first. Ferguson playing the left-handed hitting Baker to slightly pull. That's a ground ball right to second base. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3. He's out of there. Beautifully turned double play there. Ferguson to Meinhofer to Porter. Double play, 2 down, as Pete is erased. And Baker grounds into the double play. So here's Benji Edwardson, the shortstop, grounded into a double play as first, or rather grounded into a 1-4-3 putout, grounded it off the pitcher, Will Moore, kicked over to second base, where Ferguson made a nice play. First pitch of the at-bat to Edwardson here is low and inside, 1-0. That ball has popped up on the infield. Calling it is the first baseman, Porter, and the outfielder playing first base tonight. Gets a little work on the fly ball regardless, so that's the third out of the inning. One run home on the solo home run. We're tied 2-2. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and the Bot. We're declaring our independence on the 4th of July, and all the employees of KCNR 1460 will be celebrating our Day of Independence. That is, everybody except Kyle and Jared, who will be doing the Colt 45's baseball July 4th that evening, starting at 7:15. Regular programming begins again on July 5th. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and enjoy your Day of Independence and what it means.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here. Jake Taylor getting ready to lead off for your hometown 45's 2-2 tie. We've got a good one going here under the lights at Tiger Field. It's going to be Taylor, Diaz, and Ferguson, 7, 8, 9 hitters in the bottom of the fourth here. First pitch is a changeup. Floats in there for a strike. 0-1 here. Taylor grounded out to third his first time. He's 0-for-1, leading the team in hitting. Hitting over 500 coming in tonight. That ball is driven deep into left center field. That ball is way back. Looking up, it is gone. Home run for Jake Taylor. Taylor takes an 0-1 pitch and lines it out of here. That one got out of here in a hurry. Just to the right of the 358 sign on the light stand there. Avoids the net and deposits one out on Cypress Avenue. Jake Taylor's second home run of the year, both against these Reading Tigers. His first home run of the year, a grand slam in his second game as a Reading Colt 45 in a 24-4 romp a few weekends ago. So 45s take the lead on a solo home run, matching the feat in the top of the inning by the Tigers. It's now 3-2. We've already had three home runs here with just five runs scored. Here's Ignacio Diaz. He swings at the first pitch and chops it foul back to the screen. Got on top of that one, 0-1. So Jake Taylor touches them all. He's 1-for-2 tonight now with a home run. Diaz takes a strike there now, 0-2. He drew a walk his first time up. On deck, second baseman Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now playing at Butte College, one of our co-players of the game last night. That's a chopper to the third baseline foul. Count remains 0-2 here. This part of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Our thanks to everybody down there at Reading Kia for their support of Colt 45's baseball. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Swinging a foul ball again down the third baseline. And managers and players alike scattering from that one. Got to be alert down the sidelines here with the dugouts, open dugouts here at Tiger Field, so you can't go to sleep when you're not in the game. 0-2 still on Diaz here, and he grounds that one to first. Taking it over there is Casarang, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted, two outs now. That'll bring up Ferguson, or rather one out, pardon me. Ferguson 0-for-1, popped out in the first. Second inning, pardon me, in his first at-bat. Good time being had by all here as the 45s retake the lead here in the bottom of the fourth, 3-2. Off Logan Alloways. Ferguson shows bunt there, pulls it back as that one's high. 1-0, it's a hitter strike zone here tonight. As letters to the knees not being enforced, it's waist to the knees, just about. 1-0. That ball down low, 2-0 now. And Ferguson with a good count here. With one down and nobody on. Mickey Meinhofer will bat next. That's a strike on the outside corner to Ferguson, 2-1 now. Activity down there in the bullpen for the Redding Tigers. And Ferguson takes another strike right on the outside corner. Two good pitches back-to-back from Alloways to take it from 2-0 back to 2-2. Called strike three. And Ferguson is retired for the second out of the inning. So two outs, nobody on here. Top of the lineup with Meinhofer. He's 0-2 tonight. Looks like number 31 right-hander Jared Martin out there in the bullpen for the Redding Tigers. Bottom of the fourth here, 3-2 Colt 45s over the Redding Tigers. One game set here on Friday, July 1st. Where did June go? It's already July. It's already 4th of July weekend. We've got a game every night for the next 9 nights. Part of 13 games in 13 nights for your Redding Colt 45s. This is game 4 of 13. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. That's a line drive into right field by Meinhofer. It's going to get down and go to the wall. Taking it off the wall is the right fielder, and he throws it in. Stand-up double for Meinhofer. First hit of the game, he's 1-for-3. Nice piece of hitting there from the Redding Colt 45 shortstop. Got a pitch on the outside half. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just went with it and put it right down the right field line for a stand-up double. So here's Modest, homered in the first, struck out in the third. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI. First baseman guarding the line at first. Big hole on the right side for the lefty Modest, and he hits this one very high into right. This should be playable. Several steps in front of the track, and Modest will fly out to right to end the inning. So one run home on the solo home run by Jake Taylor. 45s retake the lead. It's 3-2. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here. Will Moore getting ready to start his fifth inning of work. He's up 3-2 on the Redding Tigers. Hit it leading off for the Tigers here is going to be McHenry. He's the number 8 hitter playing third base tonight. He walked and scored his first time in the third. That's a ground ball to third base. Taylor backhands it. Nicely done. And a good throw across the diamond to Porter. 5-3 on the putout. One down here. Here's Sonny Sequenza. He reached on an error, was stranded at third his last time up. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. One out here, and here's Sequenza, the number 9 hitter, in right field tonight. Moore with the windup. First pitch of the at-bat is fouled out of play down the right side. And it's always funny to see the crowd here when everyone goes right towards the parking lot. You can see everybody who parked in that general vicinity checks to see. Didn't get mine, did it? Yours truly parks way over by the Little League Park on the other side. Strategic. 0-1. That ball's down in the dirt. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here on Sequenza. Taft, California's Will Moore on the mound tonight for the Reading Colt 45s. One just a bit inside, 2-1 here. Good crowd here tonight watching the Reading Tigers against the Reading Colt 45s. Always a fun atmosphere when you get Reading versus Reading. 2-1 pitch outside, 3-1 now. Good hitters count for Sequenza. On deck, top of the lineup, Ben Mayer. He's over 2 with a flyout and a groundout. 1 run each in the third and the fourth for both teams. As the 45s have retaken the lead twice in the last two innings. 2-1 in the fourth and 3-2 in the fifth. And a one-out walk here to Sequenza as that one's down in the dirt. So here's Mayer. Center fielder number 2. Moore back in the stretch now. Porter holding the runner on. Big hole on the right side. Ferguson shading toward the back for a double play. Come set. Here's the first pitch to the at-bat. Down in the dirt. 1-0. Moore gets a sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. Checks the runner. Now he throws over to first. Slap tag, and he's back safely. At the end of four innings in Oakland, Athletics up 3-2 on the Pirates. Sonny Gray, your starting pitcher tonight. Marcus Semien already with another two-run home run, making a strong late push for the All-Star game. Athletics shortstop has been quite a find this year, pushing 20 home runs before the All-Star break. He and Chris Davis, both with impressive power in the first half for Oakland. One ball, one strike here now. With a runner on first and one down. Taylor playing slightly in at third. Middle infielder's at double play depth. Here's the 1-1 for Moore. Now another throw over to first. And Sequenza back again. So maybe smelling a hit and run or a straight steal here are the 45s. Trying to keep Sequenza honest over there on the base paths. Come set, here's the 1-1. That's a chopper to third. Charging it is Taylor. 5-4. And no play at first. Not sure what's... Yeah, we're going to call that a 5-4 putout, and that'll end the inning, evidently. We head to the bottom of the fifth here. 3-2 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here. Colt 45's getting ready to take their at-bats up 3-2. And Porter grounds it hard to short. Edwardson juggles it, and nice play over at first by Casarang as that throw was in the dirt. He took it on the short hop and scooped it out, 6-3. And Porter is retired. Another hard-hit ball by DJ Porter. Pardon me, Chandler Anderson. Looking at the wrong inning here. Chandler Anderson grounds out to short, 6-3. First time they've gotten him out tonight. He's 2-for-3 now. But here's Hunter Heath. Anderson, Heath, Porter. 3-4-5 hitters here. I saw a hard hit ball to the left side. I just assumed it was DJ Porter. Because that's all he's done the last two nights is crush line drives. First ball in the dirt here to Heath, 1-0. That's a hard ground ball down the first baseline, foul, 1-1 here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. That's Redding Kia, proud sponsors of your Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1 here to Heath. Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist. Hitting here with one out, nobody on, the 2-1 pitch, and he serves that one out into left. Going to be taken on there by the left fielder, Jordan Wade, coming on. He got jammed on that one, but it hung up just long enough. Called a fly out to number 7 for Heath. He's 0-for-2, been hit by a pitch tonight. Here's DJ Porter. He's walked and doubled, and that double resulted in an RBI, 1-for-1. And Alloway's fire is low there, 1-0 here. This is how you want to face DJ, with two outs and nobody on. He's swinging a hot bat right now. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, out in front on a changeup. Good pitch there by Logan Alloway, is number 23 right-hander for the Tigers. Here's the 1-1. That ball is fouled out of play down the right side. That'll be 1-2 here. And Porter with amazing aim there. Hits a moving vehicle out in the parking lot. That SUV matriculating his way out of the parking lot now. You could probably give him 50 pitches. He wouldn't be able to do that again. Here's the 1-2 now from Porter. Just a bit low, 2-2 now. Good take there on a close pitch. Here's the 2-2. That's a line drive off the end of the bat there. Taking it out there is Edwardson, and he's going to throw him out. Nice play at short by Benji. So that'll end the inning. 45s do not score. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 3-2, Redding Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Reading Colt 45's leading 3-2 here in the top of the sixth. Will Moore getting ready to start his sixth inning of work. He's thrown five innings of two-run ball here and looked good doing it. Leading off is going to be Jordan Wade, the number two hitter. He's 0-2, but he has driven in a run with a ground out. That's a foul ball down the third base line, 0-1. It's going to be Wade, Barrington, and Casarang, the 2-3-4 hitters. Casarang had a solo home run his last time up in the fourth. That caught us all off guard here at the park. Looked like a can of corn to left field. I thought it was going to drift foul and be playable, but it just kept on going and tucked right inside the foul pole for a home run. And that's a hit batsman as he comes a little bit inside to Wade. And clips him on the side there, right near the oblique muscle. So hit by a pitch. Has the leadoff man on. Here's Barrington, the left-handed hitting catcher. Barrington 0-2 tonight. He's reached on an error and grounded out. Throw over to first, and back is Wade. Comes set now, gets the sign from Diaz. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat to Barrington. Runner goes. No, it's a false steal. It takes about two steps and stops. Ball is low and away, 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. That's Reading Kia, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-0 count coming here to Barrington. On the outside corner, good pitch there from Moore. One and one here. Runner going. Here's the throw from Diaz, and he's going to have no throw as Meinhoffer late cover in the bag there. It's going to be a stolen base there for Wade. Ball was high. It's now 2-1. Runner on second out, nobody out. To the number three hitter, Barrington. That ball outside now, 3-1. Three-one pitch forthcoming here for Moore. It's a line drive into right field. Heath comes in and takes it on two hops. Runner's going to try and score. And now Wisely holds up at third as Heath throws an absolute strike. A seed on the fly. I don't know if that one ever got more than 15 feet above the ground. And Wisely holding up at third is Wade. So runners on the corners now. As Barrington singles, he's 1-for-3 on the night now. Here's Casarang, homered in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. He's also popped out to right field. Runners on the corners, no outs here. Tying run at third. First pitch is in there for a called strike of a knees on the outside corner. Nicely done by Will Moore. Activity now in the 45's bullpen here on the top of the sixth. Looks like right-hander Christian Straub, number 22, out of Sacramento City College. Swing and a miss by Kasserang there on a slider low and away. Good pitch by Moore. Got him down 0-2, so a very different at-bat this time for Kasserang. 45s with infield at double play depth. They'll trade two outs for a run here. The 0-2 coming from Moore. That's a chopper down the third baseline foul. Just barely getting a piece of it there. Count remains 0-2. Moore resets now, gets the sign from Diaz. Runner being held on at first, big hole on the right side. 0-2 pitch to Kasserang here. Beautiful slider. Caught him looking as that ball broke right back over the plate. A perfect paralysis slider from Will Moore, and he strikes out Adam Kasserang. That'll bring up Zach Pete. So here's Pete. He doubled and was picked off in the second and walked in the fourth. He's 1-for-1. He's your beer batter tonight. Has not obliged the fans here with discount beer yet. Maybe this is the inning. Strikeout situation here for Will Moore with runners on first and third. Just one out now after the strikeout of the cleanup hitter, Adam Kasserang. First pitch to Pete is a beautiful curveball. Breaks right down at the knees. And back-to-back great breaking pitches there by Will Moore. No balls, one strike here. Modest lead over at first for Barrington, the catcher. And that one a little bit high, evidently. There's another breaking pitch. It's called a ball. 1-1 here. You can smell the tri-tip and the burgers and the hot dogs from the grill here. All kinds of good stuff. And one down low. 2-1 here. And fans hoping for a strikeout here for a dollar off beer for the rest of the inning. Counts 2-1 here. On Pete. Here's a 2-1 from Moore. Swing and a miss on a fastball down at the knees, maybe a little bit below the knees. Good pitch there from Moore. 2-2 here. And once again, we're one strike away from the beer batter obliging the hometown fans here. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Beautiful curveball drops down below the knees. And Pete is down swinging. Second consecutive strikeout for Moore. His third of the night overall. So two outs now. Runners on the corners. And he's one hitter away from getting out of a first and third nobody out jam. Here's Justin Baker, 0-for-2. He struck out and grounded into a double play. Check swing there. They appeal out to the umpire, and yes, he did. So a fastball down below the knees, and he's unable to hold up. 0-1 here. Moore gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. Checks the runner at third. Here's the 0-1. Just misses outside. 1-1 now. We're in the top of the sixth here of a 3-2 ball game. Your hometown Reading Colt 45s leading your also hometown Reading Tigers. 3-2. We've seen three home runs out of the five runs scored here in what has otherwise been a pitcher's duel. That ball down in the dirt now, 2-1. Baker, the DH at the plate. Shortstop Edwardson would be next. He's also 0-for-2. The 2-1 from Moore. Low and away, 3-1 here. So he's got his choice here with a base open, runners on first and third, and a 3-1 count. does not have to give in to Baker here. He could face the right-hander, Edwardson. Baker, the superior hitter. And he steps out now. We're going to line up and do it again now. Coming set is Moore. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And that one just misses low, so a 5-pitch walk there. Loads the bases, and that'll bring up Benji Edwardson. So Baker now 0 for 2 with a walk. And Barrick Fasting, pitching coach, is going to come out and have a talk with Will Moore. The base is loaded here, and two outs, tying run at third base in the top of the sixth. Jordan Wade led off this inning with a hit by pitch and stole second. Moved over to third on the single by Brian Barrington. And then Casarang and Pete struck out, swinging in back-to-back at-bats before Justin Baker drew a walk to load the bases. That's where we stand right now. Two down, Benji Edwardson will be the hitter. He grounded into a 4-3 put out, 1-4-3, as it actually glanced off the leg of pitcher Will Moore. Nice play by Ferguson. Retired him in the second, then popped out to first base in the fourth. So Moore's going to stay in the game. Straub still warming down in the bullpen for the 45s. First pitch of the at-bat here is a little bit low. 1-0 here. Moore comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that's a curveball. Breaks right in there. Edwardson tried to scrunch himself up and make it look high, but that's a called strike, 1-1. That's a little line drive to third on one hop, takes Taylor. And a nice play over there by Seattle University's Jake Taylor. So Will Moore gets out of a first and third, nobody out jam with two strikeouts and a ground out. Another scoreless inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 3-2, Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. Leading off in the home half here for your hometown 45s, it's going to be Bertotti, Taylor, and Diaz. 6-7-8 hitters. Bertotti, the DH, steps in 0 for 2. First pitch is a strike there to the Simpson University Redhawk. That's a ground ball up the middle and another hit for Jared Bertotti. as he stays hot here. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Second leading hitter on the team. As he's now 22-for-54 on the season for a sparkling .407 batting average. Stay hot, Jared Bertotti. Hit his first home run of the season right-handed last Friday night. Here's Jake Taylor. He homered his last at-bat in the fifth inning. Steps on with one on and nobody out here. First pitch is a slider in there for a strike on the outside corner from Alloways. 45's had one in the first, one in the third, and one in the fourth. The most recent one, that home run off the bat of Jake Taylor, who stands in there right now with an 0-1 count. On deck is Diaz. He will bat next. Snap throw over to first for Tani, diving back. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. Second baseman way over toward the bag. And that's a little nubber right where the second baseman would have been. And he's going to be able to charge it and make the play. So, in essence, a swinging bunt there by Taylor. Score it 4-3 on the putout. Bertotti moves up to second. One down here and an RBI chance here for Ignacio Diaz. The UC Davis Aggie has drawn a walk and grounded out to first. He's 0-for-1. Runner on second, one out now. And he watches one way outside, 1-0. Easy take there for Diaz. Diaz came into the night hitting .368. He's 0-for-1 thus far. That's a line drive out into center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Bertotti had to make sure it wasn't going to hang up. So he'll hold up at third. Diaz at first. So that's first and third now. On a line drive single by Ignacio Diaz. He's now 1-for-2. Bertotti to third. And Noah Ferguson here will step in. Former Shasta Wolf Noah Ferguson got his own cheering section here tonight. On deck is Meinhofer. He had a double his last time up. Big spot here for Ferguson trying to add an insurance run. 45's up 3-2. Runners on the corners. This ball is driven to left field. Should be playable. Tagging up at third is Bertotti. Here comes the throw. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he will score as that one is up the third baseline. A sack fly and an RBI for Noah Ferguson. Good at bat there. Bertotti comes around to score. It's 4-2, Redding Colt 45s. Got a substitution on defense here for the Redding Tigers. It's Paul Bigelow in at third base for McHenry. So not sure what the situation is there. Perhaps an injury. We'll get you more information as we find out. So two outs now. Runner on first going. Here's the long throw down to second base, and it's going to get past the the second baseman. Heading over to third now is Diaz, so an aggressive call there with a runner on first and two outs. Diaz stealing second. Barrington not able to get his weight behind it, threw it without his feet underneath him, and it skipped past the second baseman into center field. Diaz moves to second, so a stolen base and advancing to third on the throwing error. Runner on third now with two down, and Meinhofer within an RBI spot. Runner takes his lead. Now he watches a strike. 0-2 now. Alloway's back in the windup, I should say, with a runner on third and two down. 4-2 Colt 45s here. After an RBI sack fly by Noah Ferguson, that's a ground ball to first base. This should end the inning. Taking it over there is Casarang, and he will take it himself. But one run home here. 45s take the lead and stretch it out to 4-2. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh here at Tiger Field, 4-2 Reading Colt 45's over the Reading Tigers. We've got a new pitcher here for your hometown 45's in relief of Will Moore, who went six innings of two-run ball and is in line for the win should this lead hold up. It's going to be Sacramento City right-hander Christian Straub. Straub, number 22, a 6-1 right-hander. Sacramento native, making his ninth appearance here for the Reading Colt 45s in game number 24 of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. This is game 4 of 13 games in 13 nights. We're bringing all of them here for you on KCNR 1460. One game set here against the Reading Tigers tonight. We start a three-game set against the visiting Humboldt B-52s tomorrow night. First pitch from Straub a little bit low, 1-0. So here's Bigelow leading off the inning. He came in for McHenry. That ball is lined down the right side into the dugout, and look out. You know, we tell fans to bring their gloves, but with these open dugouts, it might be the players to keep them on between innings as well. Bring your gloves, bring the kids, bring the whole family. Just $5 a ticket here at Tiger Field. That's a chopper to third. Taking it on the big hop is Taylor. Takes his time and a quality throw over to first. Will retire Bigelow. 5-3 on the putout. Nice play by Taylor. One down here. Straub gets the leadoff man to ground out. That'll bring up number 12, Sonny Sequenza. Sequenza's been on base twice, reached on an error, and drew a walk. He's 0-1. First pitch of the at-bat is grounded foul down the right field line. Strange kick there as it went off the end of the bat. Looked like it was going to head foul and then kicked off the grass and straightened itself out. So some heavy spin on that one off the end of the bat, but it's a strike nonetheless. 0-1 pitch forthcoming from Straub here. That ball's down in the dirt. The old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate. 1-1 here. Sequenza, the number 9 hitter. And then Ben Mayer, the center fielder and leadoff hitter. He's 0-3 tonight. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the seventh. Colt 45 is leading 4-2. Here's the pitch from Straub. That one's popped up out of play, 1-2 here. We're under the lights here as it is dusk at Tiger Field. Weather has cooled off. We're all enjoying Colt 45's baseball in the shade here. As the 45s have a 4-2 lead in the top of the seventh. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Straub down in the dirt, 2-2 now. Straub gets a sign, now comes set. Here's the 2-2. Inside, 3-2 now. Get you an update on your Bay Area teams. Giants up 5-4 on the D-backs in the top of the eighth. And the Pirates have taken a 5-3 lead over the Oakland A's in the top of the sixth. That game in Oakland. And Sequenza draws a walk here as Straub fires another one high. One out walk here for the number nine hitter, Sequenza. That'll bring up Mayer with one on and one out now. Mayer has flown out and grounded out twice, 0 for 3. Straub kicks and fires. That ball is just a bit outside, 1-0. Very tight strike zone tonight. Surprising that it's only 4-2, considering how precise the pitches have had to be here. The 1-0 pitch. That's a foul ball back to the screen, 1-1 now. Straub with good velocity coming right over the top. The 6-1 right-hander out of Sacramento City College. Does not waste any time out there. He gets it and throws it. Single runs for the 45s in the first, third, fourth, and sixth. Have them up 4-2 here. Here's the 1-1. And a chopper. This could be a double play. 6-4-3 and a beauty. Absolutely beautiful play by Mickey Meinhofer as a one-handed flip with the glove to Ferguson, who grabs it, fires it over onto first for a 6-4-3 double play and a beauty. No runs here. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's seventh inning stretch time. It's 4-2 Colt 45s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Attention parents! Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fastest seventh inning stretch I've ever experienced here. You missed one batter. That was Max Modeste grounding out to the pitcher. He tagged him out, one unassisted on that one. Here's Chandler Anderson. Fouls off a 2-0 pitch. 2-1 now. So you didn't miss much. 2-1 now here with one out, nobody on. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt by Anderson. 2-2 now. On deck is Heath. He will bat next. Alloway is in there for his seventh inning of work. And he hit Anderson on a 2-2 pitch right in the back. Nowhere to go there. So one out, hit by pitch, puts Anderson on first base. He's already got two stolen bases on the night. Also a pickoff, so we'll see if he's got the green light here as well. But this time out there. Here's Heath. He's blown out twice, and he was also hit by a pitch. Came around to score in the third. 0-2 tonight. And now some activity down there in the bullpen for the Reading Tigers. One out, one on here. Anderson being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Heath. And a Shawnee, Oklahoma. DJ Porter on deck. Runner goes. That ball's down in the dirt. And unable to get it out of his glove cleanly was Barrington, so no throw. Anderson with his third stolen base of the night. He keeps this up. They're going to put him in the leadoff spot rather than the three-hole. That ball was down in the dirt. It's 1-0 here. So Anderson picks a good pitch to steal on. The ball down in the dirt. Barrington not able to summon a throw as he couldn't get it out of his glove. And a runner in scoring position now with one out. Swing and a miss. He fouled and tipped it right back into the catcher's glove. 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch forthcoming to Heath. Alloway checks the runner. Now he fires. That ball is fouled out of play here. 1-2 now. It's a lefty down in the pen there for the Reading Tigers. One-two pitch here to Heath. Line drive out to center field. This might be playable, and now it's going to get over his head and get past him. Misplayed out there in center field by Wade. And that's going to end up being a double. Scoring is Anderson. Had to wait and see if that one was going to drop. Came in on it at first, then tried to break back on it, but it got over his head. Didn't look like he made contact with the ball, so I'm not sure if they're going to give him an error or a hit. Might be a charity double there for Heath and an RBI. That's how all score it is, the hometown score. 6-2 here now. 5-2 here now as the 45s have put one run on the board here with one down. Heath out second now for DJ Porter. out of Cal Baptist University. He takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Porter's 1-for-2 tonight. He's drawn a walk. He also has an RBI double. That was in the third. Swing and a miss on a pitch outside. Good location there from Alloways. 0-2 now. And that one misses 1-2 now. Alloways gets the sign from Barrington. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-2 to DJ. Swinging a foul ball off the helmet of the catcher. Might have caught part of the umpire as well, so that one pinballs around there before it heads back to the screen. Count remains 1-2 here. On deck is Bertotti. He would bat next. Porter with an RBI spot trying to put a crooked number up for the first time tonight for the Tigers, or for the Colt 45s. That's a chopper to third, coming in and charging, making a nice throw there, is Bigelow, and Porter is retired 5-3 on the putout. So here's Bertotti, the DH. 1-for-3 tonight with a single. He's also scored a run. Bertotti hitting a cool 407. 1-for-3 on the night. Tough break if you're 1-for-3 and that makes your batting average go down. Hitting left-handed here against the right-hander Alloways. That's a fly ball down the left field line. Hooking foul now. Nobody's going to get there. 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Our thanks to the good folks down there in Redding Kia for sponsoring Redding Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Heath out at second. One run already home here in a 5-2 ball game. Two outs for Bertotti. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. That ball down in the dirt, 1-1. Should Bertotti reach, Taylor would be next. Jake Taylor's 1-for-3 with a solo home run. Always gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's a curveball down below the zone. Good take by the Simpson University Redhawk. On a pitcher's pitch. 2-1. With two down here in the bottom of the seventh. He kicks and fires that ball also down in the dirt. Another good take by Bertotti. And when you're putting up numbers like his, it probably means you're seeing the ball really well and not swinging it. Bad pitches, and that's in the case in this at-bat as he's in command here, 3-1. Good hitter's count in an RBI spot with two down. Here's the 3-1, and he watches that one. And the latest call strike you'll ever see is he got ready to throw his bat over to the first base or the third base side towards his dugout, but a leisurely strike call there. 3-2. Here's the full count pitch to Bertotti. Swing and a miss. He foul-tipped it right into the glove of Barrington, and a nice changeup there from Alloways. Ends the inning. But one more run home here for the 45s. They lead 5-2. We head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
This is Carl and the Bot. We're declaring our independence on the 4th of July, and all the employees of KCNR 1460 will be celebrating our Day of Independence. That is, everybody except Kyle and Jared, who will be doing the Colt 45's baseball July 4th that evening, starting at 7:15. Regular programming begins again on July 5th. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and enjoy your Day of Independence and what it means.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here. Colt 45 is leading 5-2. Redding Tigers ready to take their at-bats. Christian Straub starting his second inning of work. Came in the seventh, up 4-2 through a scoreless frame. 45's got him another run. He now has another one to play with. It's 5-2. First pitch there fouled off. Down the first baseline, strike one. Jordan Wade out there in left. Wade's 0-2. He's also been hit by a pitch. And he's driven in a run with a ground out. That was in the third. The 0-1 from Straub. That ball a little bit high. 1-1 now. One here from Straub. That one also high. 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Your 2016 Sorento is the Kia Drive of the Week. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. There's 2-1. Another pitch. Too high to Wade. 3-1 now. It's going to be Wade, Barrington, and Kasserang, the 2-3-4 hitters. And Wade draws a 5-pitch walk to start at the top of the eighth. So Straub will face Barrington here. Singled his last time up. He's 1-3. Giants up 6-4 in Arizona in the bottom of the eighth. Gearing on the mound, and Connor Gillespie has 3 hits in his first 3 at-bats. Triple, double, single. Have a game, Connor Gillespie. Called strike there from Straub on a fastball at the knees, 0-1. Runner on first, Wade with a good size lead, being held on by Porter. 0-1 pitch to Barrington. Now Straub going to step off. And Wade, even with him not on the rubber, is off the bag. So trying to distract as much attention as possible from the Sacramento City right-hander. That ball is just a bit low. Very close pitch at the knees from Straub. 1-1 now. One pitch. Runner goes. Throwing is Diaz, and he did not get him as that ball kicks past Meinhofer. Ball and the runner showed up at the same time, and the slide might have knocked the ball out of the glove, or maybe he never had it in the first place. In either case, it skips into center field. Scored a stolen base for Wade, and he advances to third. So runner on third now with nobody out. Colt 45 is up 5-2 here. And activity down in the bullpen now. Looks like number 12, Brandon Lupton, he might just be warming up for his start tomorrow, as he traditionally is a starter. It's a chopped foul, 2-2 now. Looks like we've also got number 28 right-hander Blake Williams out there warming up as well. So Greg Catteray firing up the bullpen here in the top of the eighth with a 5-2 lead. Runner on third, one down. That ball is down in the dirt now. It's 3-2, and the runner, Wade, went about 15 feet down the line and thought better of it as Diaz pounces on it quickly. We'll have a full count pitch forthcoming here. The runner on third and one down. Barrington at the plate. Kasserang would be next. Barrington 1-for-3 with a single. Kasserang 1-for-3 with a solo home run. That ball down low, and Straub walked him on the full count pitch. So runners on first and third now. As the first two men have walked here, and Diaz is going to go out and have a talk with Straub. So here's Kasserang. He represents the tying run here, and Barrick Fasting going to go out and have a meeting at the mound as well. Pitching coach Barrick Fasking, who was on the NorCal Sports Hour with us on Tuesday night, talking Colt 45's baseball. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix here on the NorCal Sports Hour right here on KCNR. Yours truly hosting everything from A's to Giants, Warriors to Kings, Niners, and Raiders, at least till they move to Las Vegas. So at least one more year of Raiders coverage for us here at the NorCal Sports Hour. You never know what those Davises are going to do. And, of course, every game right here for the Colt 45s all season long. This is game 24 out of 45, just past the halfway mark on the season. Every game on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Straub's going to stay in there. So Fasking gives him a word. And now they're having a conversation. Not sure what the discussion is here, but it looks like we're lined up and ready to go. So one down, runners at the corners. It's going to be the cleanup hitter, Kasserang. He led off the fourth inning for the Reading Tigers with a solo home run right down the left field line, a high arcing home run. No outs here. That's a ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Ferguson takes it at second. Four, six. And he beats it out, and Porter, unable to scoop it, as that's a throw down in the dirt. Meinhofer had to hurry, as that ball was not hit hard to second base. Ferguson had to back up to take it on the big hop. And Kasserang gets an RBI on the fielder's choice. Score it 4-6. Four to six on the fielder's choice. One RBI for Kasserang, pardon me. That'll bring up Zach Pete, your beer batter tonight. He's doubled, been hit by a pitch, and struck out. He's 1-for-2. And that ball down in the dirt, and it kicks off of Diaz, so Kasserang going to head to second. Not sure if they want to rule that one a pass ball or a wild pitch. Nonetheless, it's a free 90 feet for the Tigers. Runner on second now with one out for Pete. Straub checks the runner. Here's the 1-0. On the outside corner with a strike. Nice fastball there from Straub. One ball, one strike, one out. Kasserang out at second. One run home here for the Tigers. It's 5-3 Colt 45s. Tying run at the plate. That is driven out to center field. Heading back. Way back, and unable to make the play is Anderson. It's going to bounce up to the wall. Coming around to score is going to be Kasserang. Headed over to third is Pete. And he's going to be in there standing up with a stand-up triple, a long triple, deep to center field. And it's 5-4, Reading Colt 45s, as the Tigers have pushed across two here in the top of the eighth, still only one down. So it's gone walk, walk, fielder's choice. And then an RBI triple by Zach Pete, and that cuts the lead to 5-4. So that's going to be all for Christian Straub. We're going to have a new pitcher here. We'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball here on KCNR.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher here tonight is going to be Jake Angelo with one out in the top of the eighth. Two runs already home, tying run at third. Angelo pitched two scoreless innings last night in the seventh and the eighth to get the hold and set up the save opportunity for Seth Canine. And manager Greg Catteray hoping that he can do the same thing here tonight, coming in, inheriting a runner at third with one down. And hitting for the Redding Tigers, it's going to be Justin Baker, the DH, left-handed hitter. He struck out, grounded into a double play, and drawn a walk, 0 for 2 overall. Angelo with a good game last night. Really had that ball moving, got a lot of swing throughs. And we're just about ready to go here. So Baker will bat with a runner on third, one down, against Harris Stowe State University right-hander Jeff Angelo out of St. Louis, Missouri. Want to say hi to everybody back there in the Midwest. And offer some solace to you Cardinal fans with all those Cubs games between you and first place. Though in June they were pretty mortal. Cubs kind of came back to earth after lighting it up the first 2 months of the season. And I never rule out St. Louis, one of the best run sports franchises in all of sports, not just baseball. Seems like they've always got a guy ready to come up and produce at whatever position they need. Would not surprise me at all to see them close that gap and make a run either at the wild card or the division itself. Here's the first pitch from Angelo. And that's a check swing, but a good pitch there is a strike. 0-1 on Baker here. Left-handed hitting DH with one out and a runner on third. The infield is pulled in here, so they're going to try and knock down anything hit on the infield and cut the runner down at home with one down. The 0-1 pitch forthcoming from Angelo. And a beautiful pitch, a curveball way out in front. He wouldn't have hit that one with a tennis racket. It's 0-2. Absolutely fooled out on his front foot. Can't throw a better curveball than that. And when you get him to swing and miss by that much, you're probably going to see another one at some point in the at-bat. Why not throw it again if he got him 0-2 on that one? Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss is a fastball in the outside corner. Fooled him, and he was late on that one. So Baker goes back to the bench shaking his head after he strikes out with a runner on third with one out. Great job by Angelo coming in the strikeout situation, getting it on three pitches. The St. Louis native trying to preserve this lead. Will Moore in line for the win. Should this lead hold up here? Here's Edwardson. Biggest at-bat of the night here for the Redding Tigers. That's a breaking ball. Misses inside. Didn't quite make it back over the plate from Angelo. 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia, their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your hometown Colt 45s. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. There's a slider running away from Edwardson, the right-hander. 2-0 here. Should Edwardson reach, it would be Bigelow, the third baseman. He's 0 for 1 tonight, came in the 6th for defensive purposes for McHenry. Not sure if that was an injury or what, but that's a called strike, a slider right in there from Angelo, 2-1 now. Edwardson's 0 for 3, he's grounded out twice and popped out. Angelo ready with a 2-1, he kicks and fires. That's a ground ball to the left side. Deep in the hole is Meinhoffer. Long throw, and he got him. No! Unable to scoop it at first is DJ Porter on a throw in the dirt. Tough play over there at first. The run scores. And this game is tied. So three runs here in the top of the eighth have tied the game. Pete scores on the play. So Edwardson at first. Now it's 5-5. We got a brand new ball game. Two outs in Bigelow. Swings and misses at a slider there way out in front. 0-1. So Moore will end up with a no decision after six innings, a two-run ball. A tough break there for Will Moore. And it gets Alloway's off the hook for the Reading Tigers. A breaking ball looks like it slipped out of the hand of Angelo there, and it hits Bigelow on the back. So hit batsman pushes Edwardson up to second. That'll bring up Sonny Sequenza. Sequenza walked twice and reached on an error. He's 0-1. First and second now. Go ahead run for the Tigers out there at second base. Here in the top of the eighth. Three runs already home to tie the ball game. Here's the number nine hitter, Sequenza, and he grounds one, lines one right at Jeff Angelo, and he spears it with his mitt, then grabs the ball and spikes it down in frustration as he's upset with himself not being able to hold the lead here. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's a 5-5 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here, and we've got a new pitcher for the Reading Tigers. We'll get you that information. It's going to be the lefty. It's going to be Jake Taylor leading off, then Diaz and Ferguson. 7-8-9 hitters here. Taylor led off the fourth with a homer. He's 1-for-3 with that solo shot. 5-5 here. The 45s. Try to retake the lead for the fourth time tonight. They were up 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. And now it's 5-5. First pitch is a strike there. That's a curveball in there for a strike. 0-2 here. On Jake Taylor. And a changeup right in there called third strike. And Taylor goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Diaz. Lucas Spagnola is the lefty for Reading, number nine. Strikes out the first man he faces here. So that'll close the book on Alloway's. He went 7 innings, gave up 5 runs. He'll get the no decision as his teammates pick him up with 3 runs in the top of the 8th to tie the game. That ball misses 1-0 here to Ignacio Diaz. That ball is down in the dirt. 2-0 here. Diaz had a single and a stolen base last time. He's 1-for-2. He's also drawn a walk. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Spagnuolo. That ball is driven into left field down the line, and that's going to get down. Diaz takes a big turnaround first, and he's going to stop, as getting over there quickly was Wade. So that'll be a single with one out here. And the go-ahead run is on base for Noah Ferguson. Second hit of the night in 3 at-bats for Diaz. That'll bring up Ferguson. Ferguson had a sack fly and an RBI. He's officially 0 for 2. From Hawaii Pacific University, number 10, Ryan Torres-Torioka. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner at first for Diaz. It's going to be the speedy Torres-Torioka. So with one out and a runner on first now, the Hawaii Pacific infielders takes Diaz's place at first. Possible steal attempt here as he's a absolute terror on the bases. He represents the go-ahead run for your hometown 45s. Diaz now with 9 hits and 22 at-bats for a cool .409 batting average. Joins Jake Taylor and Jared Bertotti in the 400 club with 2 hits tonight. Throw over to first, checks Torioka. He's back. Left-handed pitching Spagnuolo in the stretch now. He kicks and fires. Torres, Torioka goes. Bunt shown but not attempted. Pulled it back. And Torres, Torioka with a steal on the first pitch of the at-bat. I think everybody in the stadium knew he was going, but nothing the Tigers can do about it. As Ryan steals second. Runner on second now with one out. 0-1 count on Ferguson. Meinhofer is on deck. He would be next. Spagnuolo fakes the throw, and now he's got him picked off. Running to third now, and they're going to tag him out. Did he tag him? Yes, he did. So Torioka is picked off. Looked like he might have outrun him to third there, but he was tagged in the back. So good move there by Spagnuolo. Picks off the go-ahead run in Torioka, and there's 2 outs now with nobody on. 0-1 count on Ferguson. And a breaking ball very high. 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia, their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by Redding Kia and test drive one today. 1-1 inside for a called strike with the fastball 1-2 now. Our thanks to Redding Kia for their sponsorship of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on the radio and on KCNR1460.com, streaming all over the world. That's a called strike on Ferguson there, so that's actually the second strike of the at-bat. The first one was a ball. So it's 2-2 now, and that's a called third strike as Ferguson is set down. So 1-2-3 inning in a roundabout way. Strikeout, single, stolen base, pickoff, strikeout. We head to the top of the ninth. We're tied 5-5. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here, tie ball game 5-5. Redding Tigers getting ready to start their at-bats here in the top half against Jake Angelo, starting his first full inning of work. Came on and got the last two outs in the eighth, but not before the game was tied 5-5. Leading off for the Redding Tigers, it's going to be the top of the lineup. Ben Mayer is in that three-run eighth. The Tigers sent eight men to the plate. And it all started with two walks to start the inning. So here's Mayer, 0 for 4, three ground outs and a flyout. First pitch from Angelo, a curveball, and he swings and misses right through it. Good breaking ball there from Angelo, 0-1. Due up for your hometown, 45 is in the bottom half of the inning. It's going to be the top of the lineup, Meinhofer, Modeste, and Anderson. They're trying to win the game, hopefully trying to walk off this tie. That ball's flied out to left. Playable out there for Modeste, and he will make the play. A breaking ball with a little hang time, but he just kind of lofted it out into the left. So Mayer flies out to number 7. He's 0 for 5 tonight. That'll bring up Jordan Wade. He walked to lead off the last inning, also stole a base and scored the first run of that three-run eighth. He's also been hit by a pitch. He's officially 0 for 2. But with an RBI, two stolen bases, and a run scored, he's done everything but get a hit tonight. He steps in with one out and nobody on here in a 5-5 tie. Angelo kicks and fires. First pitch is a slider. Just missed. Not quite sure where. Perhaps outside a little bit. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of this great 5-5 game here on KCNR. Swing and a miss. On another slider there, Angelo's got a good one moving tonight. 1-1 now. Good crowd here tonight. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. Yours truly, Kyle DeFore, bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. One ball, one strike, one out. Jeff Angelo in the stretch. He throws to Wade, and that's a... They're going to say that was a hit batsman. As that one got away from Angelo a little bit and glanced off the arm of Wade. So a leadoff hit by a pitch. Second time he's been hit by a pitch tonight. Third time he's been on base. Two hit by pitches and a walk. Any way to get on, I guess. And he represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth. One out, runner on first now. That'll bring up Barrington. Barrington also walked his last time up in the eighth. He's 1 for 3 tonight. And that ball misses 1-0 here. Barrington a single in the sixth. He's also grounded out and reached on an error. Alvarez into catch after Torres Torioka pinch ran for Ignacio Diaz. So Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State catching his college teammate here, Jeff Angelo, in the ninth. That's a ground ball down the first base side, fouled on the first base line. Porter holding the runner on was right there, but it is about 3 feet to his left, foul. 1-1 now. Mayer flew out to lead off the inning, then Wade drew a walk. 1-1 count here on Barrington. Porter holding the runner on. Ferguson way over to the first base side of the bag, playing Barrington to pull. And he hits it right to him. 4-6. And that ball is thrown past Meinhofer at short. Taylor made double play there. Could have ended the inning, but that's going to be an E4 on the throw. So advancing to second is Wade. Backing up the play and preventing anybody from advancing was the third baseman Taylor there. So that'll go as an E4, but no extra bases. Runners on first and second now with one down. Here's Casarang. He hit into a fielder's choice that drove in a run here in the eighth. And eventually came around to score as well. And that's a curveball down in the dirt, 1-0. Middle infielder shading toward the bag, hoping for another double play ball here. Porter playing behind the runner at first. Semi-guarding the line. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Casarang. Swing and a miss. On a good slider down below the knees. Swung it one at his shoe tops. 1-1 now. Your infield looks like this. Jake Taylor at third. Mickey Meinhofer at short. Ferguson at second. Porter at first. Jonathan Alvarez now doing the catching. He came in the top of the ninth here. That ball has popped up on the infield. And now into shallow right, Porter is going to do the pop-up dance, and he makes the play over there in fair territory for the second out of the inning. So I'll pop out to number three, and the dangerous Casarang is retired. He's now 1-for-5 tonight. That'll bring up Zach Pete. He had the big hit last inning, an RBI triple to tie the game, or to bring the game to 5-4. He would eventually score the tying run later in the inning. Two outs now, runner on first and second. Angelo in the stretch gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set, checks the runner at second. One more time, now he's ready. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. That's lined into left field, a base hit. Coming up and unable to get it cleanly is Modest, and a run's going to score. And the Tigers have taken the lead 6-5. For the second straight inning, Zach Pete with a clutch RBI hit. And for the first time tonight, the Reading Tigers have the lead. It's 6-5. Scoring on the play all the way from second was Jordan Wade. Did not hesitate. And Modest unable to come with it, up with it cleanly and left. So no play at the plate. And we're right where we were a moment ago. First and second with two down. But they score now 6-5 Tigers. As Angelo trying to limit the damage here. He'll face Justin Baker. Baker struck out his last time. He's 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. Two strikeouts and a grounded into a double play. Angelo comes set. He's ready with the first pitch here to Baker. Swing and a miss on a slider down in the dirt. And a good one, 0-1 here. We're in the top of the ninth. Reading Tigers up 6-5. First lead of the night here comes in the ninth. There's the 0-1 pitch. That ball's down in the dirt. Nice job there by Alvarez to keep it in front of him. Runners do not advance. We got a final in Arizona. Giants beat the D-backs 6-4. Johnny Cueto gets the win. In Santiago Casilla, the save. Shelby Miller takes the loss for Arizona. One ball, one strike here. Angelo kicks and fires. That's a line drive into left field. That's going to get down. Coming up is Modest. He takes it on two hops, and the runners are going to hold up. So a single to left there by Baker. Nice opposite field hit there. His first hit of the night, he's now 1-for-4 with a walk. And the bases are loaded. Barrington at third. Pete at second. Baker at first. That'll bring up Benji Edwardson. With the bases loaded here in the ninth of a 6-5 ball game, Jeff Angelo needs an out here. First pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Infield at normal depth here with two down. Angelo gets the sign from Alvarez. Here's the 1-0. Another pitch outside, 2-0 now. And a big pitch coming up here for the 45s, down 6-5. Bases loaded, two outs. It's a 2-0 count here on Tigers shortstop Edwardson. Called strike there. 2-1 now. A 2-1 pitch. That ball is fouled back now, 2-2, and he's one strike away from keeping this to a one-run deficit heading into the bottom of the ninth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Angelo gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a curveball, and that'll end the inning. But one run home for the Reading Tigers. They take the lead. It's now 6-5 Tigers. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 45s need to get a rally going here. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Sen on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the bottom of the ninth here. 45's down 6-5. And it's going to be the top of the lineup, Meinhofer, Modeste, and Anderson to get it started here. Lucas Spagnola came in and threw a scoreless eighth in a tie ball game. He now stands to get the win should he be able to close this one out. So Meinhofer will lead off. He's doubled in the fourth. He's one for four. Also grounded out twice and struck out. And the first pitch is a breaking ball high. 1-0 here. Feigned a bunt there, but pulled it back when he saw that one was out of the zone. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Spagnola, and he fouls that one back. 1-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Kia. Reading Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today or sometime this weekend at Reading Kia. 4th of July weekend, just as good a time as any to go buy a car, right? I'm sure they've got some deals on that. 1-1 pitch to Meinhofer, and that almost hit him in the foot. Had to dance out of the way, 2-1 here. When you need base runners in the ninth, maybe let that one hit you in the foot. But the instinct to get out of the way makes it a 2-1 count. Meinhofer out of Regis University. Here's the 2-1. That ball is driven out to center field, but playable for Mayer. And he will make the play, so Meinhofer flies out to start the ninth. Score it to fly out to number 8 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up Modeste. Modeste hit a solo home run in the first. He's 1-for-4. He represents the tying run here. It'll be Modeste and then Chandler Anderson. Should either of them reach, Hunter Heath would be the fourth man in the inning. So Modeste out of Seattle U, your left fielder tonight. Watches one inside. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Spagnola. In line for the win if he can close out the ninth here for the Tigers. The 1-0 pitch. That ball's down low and away. Easy take there for Max. 2-0 now. It's been a well-played ball game here. Never more than a 3-run deficit for either team. And that ball was up in his eyes, nearly hit him in the head. The breaking ball there from Spagnola did not break. A cement mixer slider right out of his cranium, 3-0. And taking all the way, that one's a strike, 3-1 now. For those of you unfamiliar with a cement mixer, that's one that spins but doesn't move. Need to jump out of the way of that one. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That ball is low and a 5-pitch walk for Modeste. Tying run on base now here for the 45s. And we'll see if Catteray wants Modeste to run or if he's got a pinch runner there. Torioka came in and stole second last inning for Diaz, but then was picked off. And it looks like Modeste is going to run for himself. So Anderson here steps in. He's singled twice and been hit by a pitch. He's 2-for-3. First pitch in there for a strike. Also grounded out once. 3 stolen bases on the game as well as a run scored. Throw over to first and very near to a balk there. But diving back is Modeste. With his 2-for-3 night thus far tonight, Chandler Anderson hitting a cool 4.05. That ball high and away, 1-1 now. So Anderson and Diaz both pump up their averages over 400 tonight. Bertotti still in the low 400s with a 1-for-3 night so far. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. Big hole on the right side. That's a breaking ball. Change up high. And the hitter's zone helps out Anderson there as the anything above the belt seems like it's being called high tonight. 2-1. And a big pitch coming up here. Swing and a miss as he took a big cut at that one that swung right through it. 2-2 on Anderson here. Second baseman shading toward the bag. First baseman on the bag, so a giant hole on the right side here. For Anderson, but he's usually a pull hitter or up the middle, so perhaps playing the scouting report here are the Tigers. The 2-2. That has popped up on the infield here, and it's going to be playable at shortstop by Edwards, and he makes the play. So pop out to number 6. And the last hope here for the Colt 45 is going to be Hunter Heath. He had an RBI double. It was last time up. He's 1-for-3. He's also been hit by a pitch and scored a run. Heath hit a home run the other night. One home run and 9 RBIs on the campaign through 15 games for him. Spagnola fires outside with a slider, 1-0 here. On deck would be Porter, should Heath reach here. Spagnola comes set. Now he's ready with the 1-0. And I'm not an umpire, and I don't aspire to be one, but that's about as close to a balk as you can come and still throw home and not get called for a balk. It's 2-0 now. Lucky he doesn't have a man in scoring position here with two down. Here's the 2-0. That ball very high. 3-0. So Heath in the driver's seat here. We'll see if he's got the green light with two down and the 3-0 count. He ended his college season with a walk-off grand slam. A big fly would be a walk-off here for the 45s. Don't want to jinx him. But he's in the driver's seat with a 3-0 count. Modest on first. Watches that one down in the dirt. So a four-pitch walk. Second walk of the inning here for Spagnola. He walks Modest and then walks Heath. Heath on four pitches, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound. Nobody warming in the bullpen. So this is Spagnola's inning for the time being. And with two outs and a tying run at second, it's going to be DJ Porter out of Cal Baptist University, one of the 45's hottest hitters. Just 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI double, but he's hit the ball hard, seemingly every at bat the last few games. Porter hitting .283 this year with 6 RBI in 15 games. And no RBI would be bigger than this one here as the tying run at second. Two down here in the bottom of the ninth. That's a called strike on a changeup at the knees. Looks like it was at the shins, but it's a called strike nonetheless. 0-1. Heath at first, Modest at second. Swing and a miss on a fastball down low. And a quick 0-2 here on Porter. 45s down to their last strike. Modest, the tying run. Heath, the go-ahead run on second and first, respectively. 0-2 on Porter. Spagnola kicks and fires. And that's a breaking ball in the dirt. Good job by Barrington to keep it from skipping past him. 1-2 now. A back-and-forth ball game here. Reading Tigers leading 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs here. 1-2 from Spagnola, and he fakes to second. Didn't work this time. Fans calling for the balk, but to no avail. And now it turns into a chicken call. 1-2. That ball has popped up on the infield, and this should be the final out of the game. Coming in is Casarang at first, and he's not going to get it. As that one had him doing the pop-up dance over there in foul territory. And he's unable to even get a glove on it. So a tough play over there by Casarang. And the 45s have new life here. Still 1-2 count here on Porter. Spagnola is going to try and pick up his first baseman here. 45s hanging on by their fingernails here. 1-2, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Runner on second and first. Here's the pitch. That's a foul ball. Beautiful pitch by Spagnola. Change up down to the shoe tops, and Porter did a great job just to get a piece of that one and stay alive. I don't know how he got his bat on that one. But it's 1-2 yet again. A single could tie the game. A ball in the gap could win the game here for the 45s. There's another 1-2 pitch. That ball's low and inside as he slide-stepped him. Kind of a quick pitch there. And the ball well down and in on the fastball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Big pitch coming up here for Lucas Spagnola, the lefty for the Reading Tigers. And that one's inside. Full count now. On deck would be Bertotti. He's next. Should Porter reach here? Full count pitch forthcoming. Runners will have a head start with two outs. The runners go. That ball is served out into left center field. It's sinking past. It's going to get down, and the ball is caught out in center field. A diving play. No, it is not. He's unable to make the catch. Mayer, it looked like he caught the ball. And DJ Porter, your player of the game with a walk-off double. A flare out into center field off the end of the bat. Mayer made a diving play. It looked like he made the catch. The fan, we couldn't tell up here in the stands if he had the ball. But both runners score. Scoring all the way from first is Hunter Heath. A two-run double with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And DJ Porter walks off with a two-run score. 7-6, 45s. What a ball game. It doesn't get much better than that, baseball fans. If you don't like that, you don't like baseball. 7-6, your final score in a barn burner here at Tiger Field. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45 postgame show. Woo!
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
This is Carl and the Bot. We're declaring our independence on the 4th of July, and all the employees of KCNR 1460 will be celebrating our Day of Independence. That is, everybody except Kyle and Jared, who will be doing the Colt 45's baseball July 4th that evening, starting at 7:15. Regular programming begins again on July 5th. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and enjoy your Day of Independence and what it means.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit AxiomRepertoryTheater.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Senn, on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're back here at Tiger Field, and I don't know what it is about Friday night games. We had one last week that was 13-12 that was the game of the year, and this one gave it a run for its money here. A walk-off double here in the bottom of the ninth, down 6-5 by DJ Porter. He's our player of the game. He joins us now. The Cal Baptist outfielder at first base tonight, hitting in the five hole, 2-for-4, 3 RBI, a walk, 2 doubles. And in the last two games, he's 4-for-7 with 4 doubles and 4 RBI. He's also reached base by a hit by a pitch and a walk. DJ, tell us about that. I was kind of bragging on you on the radio that the last two games you've been a line drive machine, yeah. And the game-winning double is a little flare out to center. Tell us about that last at-bat there at the end of the game.
You know what? It went deep in the count. He made some good pitches. But at the end of the day, I was just thinking about get something in play. Get Bertotti to the plate. As long as we get Juan and tie it up, you know, just trust the guy behind me. And it ended up working out, and it all looks the same in the books, at least.
Yeah, it's a line drive in the box score tomorrow. And you mentioned that at bat, a really tough at bat. He threw you some 2-strike pitches. He had one that was a changeup at your shoe tops. I don't know how you got your bat on it,
yeah.
but you got one you could handle out there. Was it kind of off the end of the bat, or did it jam you a little bit? I couldn't tell there off the bat initially.
Yeah, well, that was a bad approach by me on that particular pitch because I did get it off the end. I probably should have waited a little bit back I did try to foul it off because I knew it wasn't a pitch that I could handle too much, but with two strikes, you got to be able to battle. But yeah, I did get it off the end a little bit. Just got to sit back a little bit more in the future.
We're here with DJ Porter, your player of the game tonight, 2-for-4, 3 RBI, including the last two in the bottom of the ninth with two outs on a full count pitch. He hit a flare out to center field coming in. The fan, we couldn't tell if the guy caught it out there in center. Mayer made a dive, and everybody was kind of silent for a moment. Then we saw the left fielder scrambling for the ball. Meanwhile, Hunter Heath is chugging around all the way from first to score without a throw. A raucous ending here, and you end up the last two nights, as we mentioned, 4-for-7, and just smoking line drives, even the outs. I think you were 2-for-3 last night, and your one out was a line drive to short. And then you win it on the flare out there in center field, but it looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. You got your whole family here, and what a night to have a night like this with a walk-off victory. Again, two straight Friday nights, a great game, and you're the star of the game tonight. What does it mean to have a game like that in front of your family here?
You know, it was great being that I didn't know that they were here until about 5 minutes before first pitch. We were getting ready to take the fields for the national anthem, and that's when they came around the corner here and surprised me. So I missed them a lot, so having them here for that was great. I know my dad's giving me a hard time right now, though, for not actually driving that pitch and just kind of breaking my third bat in 2 days. So
hey, I hit the hit, and an RBI is an RBI, and we'll take them. 45s went down 6-5 in the top of the ninth. Jeff Angelo gets the win after they pull out a two spot in the bottom of the ninth on the walk-off double by DJ Porter out of Cal Baptist University. And you've crept your way up into the five hole here and getting in some RBI chances here in the middle of the lineup. We mentioned with your 2-for-3 or your 2-for-4 tonight, you added 14 points to your batting average, knocking on 300 with a .295 average there now, and three more RBIs tonight. What have you been seeing this last three, four games where it seems like you've really been putting good swings on the ball and good at-bats together?
Just simplifying it. Instead of worrying about the average and stuff like that, just worry about hitting the ball hard somewhere. You know, I've realized, like you've been saying, my family's been telling me, you've been saying, I've been hitting line drives at people, unfortunately, but as long as I'm hitting the ball hard, that's all I can really focus on. That's all I can really control. So
you keep putting good at-bats together, keep making solid contact. The hits are going to come, and every once in a while you're going to get one that you may not necessarily have lined up how you wanted to, but you get a walk-off double nonetheless. So that's your player of the game tonight, DJ Porter. Again, 2-for-4, 3 RBI, a walk, two doubles. He's got four doubles in the last two games alone, hitting in the five-hole tonight and getting a walk-off hit, a 7-6 victory for your hometown 45s, their second win in a row. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 as we welcome in the Humboldt B-52s to our neck of the woods. Slightly warmer over here than it was last weekend over in Humboldt. So we'll have our home field advantage with a plus 30 degrees from last weekend. I think the warmest game we had was about 65 over there.
Yeah.
I was wearing my jacket. Not going to be the case this weekend here for the 4th of July. But you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Anybody you want to say, I know your family's here. Anybody you want to say hi to either back at school or back down south?
I think some of my aunts may listen sometimes. I want to say hi to them. Thank you guys for supporting me and everything. And, yeah, all my rocks are here with me today, so.
Absolutely. That's DJ Porter. He's a Dodger fan, and we don't even hold it against him when he hits like that. So your player of the game here tonight for the Colt 45s again. Final score 7-6. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. Sunday and Monday will be 6 p.m. starts, and you can stay here on Monday and watch the fireworks from Tiger Field, a great spot here right near the Civic Center where we have the entire extravaganza here every year. Again, your final score 7-6 for my engineer Jared King and Bob Belongi. Back at the studio, and everybody here at the Tiger Field putting together Colt 45s for us. I want to thank you for listening there at home. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15. Good night, everybody.
And you've been listening to exciting Colt 45s baseball tonight here on AM 1460. Thanks, Kyle, for an outstanding job tonight. In case you're just tuning in and missed the final score, the Colt 45s rallying with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, nipping the Reading Tigers by a score of 7-6. Be listening when Kyle DeFore will again bring you the play-by-play tomorrow night. from Tiger Field. Exciting Reading Colt 45s baseball will come your way here on AM 1460 KCNR, where we now join Jonathan Brandmeier in progress.
I haven't heard about that you know of, Ellen, that might work better, maybe less costly or even more costly. What were the ideas you've heard to stop people from getting into the cockpit of an airplane?
Well, I think we could just keep it simple, stupid. We know that in the study, the secondary barrier was evaluated. And the secondary barrier could be put on 100% of the air, passenger commercial aircraft. It comes in at a very low cost. As a cost-benefit study from Dr. Stewart and Mueller said that if we're comparing all of the methods that we have to secure the cockpit, one being federal air marshals, they're simply not on enough of the flights. Another option would be to have the FFDO program. That's the Federal Flight Deck Officers, so they're armed pilots in the cockpit. We have horrible restrictions with that, too, and they're simply not on enough flights. And then they evaluated the secondary barrier. It came in the most cost-effective. In fact, if we had an accident only once every 200 years, secondary barriers was still a cost-effective.
Yeah, I think secondary barrier.
So we don't need to
yeah.
look at anything else but the secondary barrier. Boeing and Airbus were also in the FAA study. And when Boeing and Airbus left, and kudos to both of them, they designed their new aircraft with the availability, the infrastructure will hold a secondary barrier, because they went away from the study and said, wow, we're really vulnerable. This is what's going to happen. We need to put secondary barriers on. And the new aircraft that are coming out have the availability to put it on, and the airlines are not putting it on. And Congress, what has happened, the FAA bill, the reauthorization is still upon us. But they, like I said, Congress was asking for a study to be done again. We got rid of the study. And they have admitted the vulnerability exists, and they have allowed a mandate to come forward that says that we are going to mandate secondary barriers on all new aircraft.
Yeah, you know what? You got. I love your passion, Ellen. You know what? I got to get moving here, but I want to make sure people are clear on this. 2 seconds to breach the cockpit door. Just check it out. 2 seconds to breach on YouTube. Ellen Saraceni, her husband was the pilot of the United Flight 175, crashed into the South Tower. They produced a video, shows that despite this door reinforcement they have, terrorists can enter a cockpit in less than 2 seconds and lock the door behind them. And what you got to have is Congress pass that legislation that would mandate secondary barriers with metal gates inside the cockpit door. And the other ideas you said, I think you're right. The secondary barrier is the way to go. That's it. I love your passion, Ellen. If you need anything else, was there anything else you'd like to tell the audience that they can do quickly if you could?
Yes, absolutely. Call your congressman and call your 2 senators and tell them to protect Americans that are flying on airplanes and to install physical secondary barriers on all aircraft.
Doesn't seem, I mean, to me, the pilots themselves, this seems to be a place where you might want to say, let's talk strike. I don't know. They've really got to get behind this. They really do.
Yep.
And the pilots got to do it.
Yes. You know what? The FAA just has to do it. The TSA just has to say yes. Congress just has to say yes. It's a system failure, like I said.
Ellen, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care. Have a good day.
You too. Ellen Saraceni. Look at that video. 2 seconds to breach. Call your... Go ahead. Once again, another person telling me to call the congressman. Okay. Yeah, Ellen Congressman. Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you. Johnny, do it in memory of her husband. Come on, call somebody.
How about give the pilots guns?
I don't think that's going to help.
I don't know. Keep somebody from walking in there.
Well, I think they should give them guns and that baby gate.
It's Johnny B. Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Get out with Johnny B.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with Johnny B.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with Johnny B.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's out with Johnny B?
Every night's on me.
Get out with Johnny B.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with Johnny B. For the
Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and just press play. You can stream the live show, download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews. Plus, subscribe to the email list and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free. It's Johnny B. on demand. Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah.
What do I get out of this?
Oh, well, you get a free podcast if you want. Do what you want with it. Continue listening to the show. Get the full show streamed live on BrandmeierShow.com.
What do I get out of this?
Just go there and find it. BrandmeierEar. Brandmeier. One word. .com.
What do I get out of this?
Don't worry about it. Email BrandmeierShow@gmail.com.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
There there are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio, and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Load podcasts and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews.
Plus, subscribe to the email list, and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free.
It's Johnny B. On Demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
All right. Update on the alligator situation. They believe they've caught the alligator that killed the little boy. The 2-year-old boy from Nebraska dragged into the Seven Seas Lagoon at Walt Disney World. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said they have suspended their alligator trapping slash killing activities in the area, which will make Buzz happy. They have based their conclusions on expert analysis and observations by staff with extensive experience in investigating fatal alligator bites.
Because they work at Disney.
A total of 6 alligators were removed. Authorities say an alligator pulled the kid into the water despite the frantic efforts from his dad. You know the story. The beach at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is across a lake from the Magic Kingdom. But this story gets weirder. This story gets much weirder. Got a dad on the line right now, David Hayden, out of San Diego, California. Less than a week before, how you doing, David? We were just talking about the update. I don't know if you heard this. The update is they have captured the alligator that killed the little boy. But let me tell you, these people who you are. Less than a week before Father's Day, we know that this young boy was killed by an alligator attack at Walt Disney World. Another father, you, David Hayden, said that in April, 2 alligators came towards your 6-year-old son. Is that correct?
Correct.
While they were staying, you and the kids and the family, staying at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in Orlando, just a few miles from where the 2-year-old was killed last week, after an alligator attacked him while he was waiting. We know that story. Okay? So then you bring this, you saw an alligator or 2 alligators. What happened? You saw the alligators and you reported it to the Disney officials, and yet they did nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It was definitely 2 alligators, one coming from behind, one from the left. So when my son was safe, I took video and pictures of the alligators, and I immediately went up and asked for a manager. So a female manager comes up, and I was thinking, you know, they're going to go on the loudspeaker and get security and rope the area off because there were other little kids playing there. And, you know, I thought they would hit DEFCON 4, but I wasn't prepared for what they did. They basically completely blew me off, told me that they knew about the alligators there for years, that they described them as resident pets, said that they're safe, they're never going to harm anybody, that I'm kind of overblowing the situation. At that point, I was pretty upset because of what happened to my kid and because there was other children playing there. So I had showed them the video and the pictures. Didn't faze them at all. She kept repeating very sarcastically, well, what do you want me to do? These are pets of the resort.
Hold on, wait, David. You got to go back to that because this just is mind-boggling right now. So this is April 2015. You see with your son, your 6-year-old son, two two alligators. How big are the alligators?
My estimate would probably be about 6 feet.
Okay, six feet.
Maybe.
You go to management. Now, remember, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Disney World, the happiest place on earth. You tell management, hey, sir, whoever, management guy, my son and I just saw 2 6-foot alligators right here where we're playing, you know, where people are just walking around and my kids are swimming in it. And they say they were pets?
Yeah, it actually was worse than that. It wasn't a wild lake, so to speak. It was a man-made Disney lagoon on their premises. And I told him the video because it wasn't just that alligators were in the water. They were both coming right towards my kid.
Oh, my God.
They just absolutely blew me off, tried to make me feel stupid for even bringing it up. And I said, well, look, can you at least – I was very upset about it. So
go back to that because I want to this is really –
You know, until the alligators have killed someone – you can say anything you want about them.
But
sure, they're pets. They're fun. We like them.
Was it that attitude? Was it that sort of like, yeah, Mr. Hyde, we get it. I get it. But don't worry about it. They're just pets. We see them all the time. People feed them. They love these alligators. But it's the thing is, I'm getting more upset than you are, Mr. Hyde. It's a man-made lake. So you're thinking two things. One, it's Disneyland, you think?
Absolutely.
So Disney World means kids, fun, doesn't mean alligators, doesn't mean that at all. So then the reaction to them, was it really that, hey, man, don't worry about it, pal. Am I exaggerating?
No, I can't even tell you how callous they were about my nephew who was with me, who I think was about 8. He actually wanted to go swim deep in the water. I said no.
Oh boy,
because it's don't go in there. But yeah, the attitude was crazy. I was shocked for a second, and then I laid into him, telling him that's ridiculous, and there's kids. And then she said, well, I'll pass it on to upper management, but we already know about it. There's really nothing we're gonna do. And I said, rather cryptically, unfortunately, I told him, well, you know what? I hope to God I'm wrong, but at some point in the future, I bet I'm going to read about one of your little pets killing somebody, and it's going to be on your hands. And then I left. I mean, I was unbelievably upset about it, and they just couldn't care less, which from Disney is shocking because Disney, you would assume, yeah, would I take my son out into the Florida, wild jungle and take them around, not expect to see alligators? No. But in Disneyland, that's what's flabbergasting. There's no warning signs at all warning anybody about alligators. Had I known there's alligators, we would not have gotten within 20 yards of that water.
All right, David, so you tell them this. Do you really say to them, if you don't do something about this, someone's going to die, these alligators are going to hurt somebody, somebody's going to get hurt? Boom. And they brushed it off. When you hear the story of the 2-year-old kid from Nebraska taken down by that alligator, his parents, you must have been, what? You must have freaked out.
Livid. I can't even describe how I feel. I feel sick to my stomach for that family because this is a death that easily could have been preventable had Disney just put up simple warning signs or told people when they check in, hey, there's alligators in our water. But this death easily could have been avoided. What I was really upset about is I didn't even hear about the article till my mother told me. And she said, well, unfortunately, your premonition came true. And I said, what do you mean? And then she said, well, remember you had that alligator incident with your kid? Yeah. And then she told me the story. What really upset me was not only that this death could have been prevented by Disney, but also I read that the poor family, there's an investigation possibly starting for criminal child neglect or something. So at that point, I said, that's pathetic. I mean, there's not even words to describe how ridiculous that is. So I contacted both the police and I think the newspaper that originally broke the story and said, look, I've got pictures of alligators that are date, timed, and location stamped on my iPhone. This is what happened to me. You can't charge this family with something like that. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Luckily, I heard that those charges are dropped, and then obviously, that shock turned into absolute anger and horror because this is a death, in my opinion, as 100% on Disney, not on those parents. There's nothing they could do. Had I been like a typical parent, texting, taking pictures of my kid in a nice location, talking on the phone, describing my wonderful vacation, I was only a couple feet away from him. that alligator would have grabbed him in a second, or both of them, and yanked him into water before I could even react.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was 2 years ago. You got the video and you got photos of it. And, yeah, that's the gorilla-like thing with the lady and the gorilla, you know, the same thing. Oh, the mother's horrible, this and that. And you go to that. But all you had to do, all they had to do is just put some signs up. We've been saying it from the, there are alligators in this pond. If you're a father or a mother, you wouldn't get your kid near a pond like that. You wouldn't go near
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That was my point. It's just mind-boggling. I told him, look, can you at least put signs up warning of alligators? Because as stupid as this sounds, I'm not from Florida. I know, like everybody else, I know there's alligators in Florida, and
right.
there's a lot of them.
You said you weren't swimming in a swamp. If you were in a swamp, yeah. I got it. That makes perfect
yeah.
sense. An alligator, you get what's coming to you. You're at Disney, yeah. the happiest place on earth. You're at the Coronado Springs Resort in Orlando. That's 2015. You see 2 6-footers. You tell them. They say, ah, the hell with you. Don't worry about
yeah.
it. And then this premonition of yours turns out to be true. Now they have put up signs and that say, danger. Alligators and snakes in the area. Stay away from the water. Do not feed the wildlife. There
yeah,
you go.
And so that's great. That's one of the reasons why I came forward. In fact, the primary reason why I came forward is because their initial reaction in the paper and the media was, well, we're looking at our protocol for these things and we'll adjust it accordingly or something like that. I thought that was the most pathetic, wimpiest political response I could ever hear in my life. That
yeah.
made me even more upset, because while they're reviewing their protocols, while another family is reviewing their funeral arrangements, there's other kids that could be killed. So I came forward and told everybody about my story, especially the police. Now, luckily, they've done the right thing, in my opinion. They're warning, they're putting up fences and all that. But unfortunately, we have a death on our hands that is attributable to Disney, because they really, it's pathetic how much that manager did not care at all. I mean, I could have easily told her, I just had a moth land on my hand last night. That's literally how much she did not care.
Oh, my God.
It's mind-boggling.
David Hyde, by the way, you did the right thing. You did the right thing, because they would have treated it. And you know why I think also you jumped into it quickly? Because you saw how they said, oh, we're going to look into it with the 2-year-old last week. Oh, we'll look into it. As you say, we'll establish a new protocol. We'll see what's up. But you saw firsthand they weren't going to do anything.
They wouldn't. I know that they were just placating everybody, and they would do absolutely nothing. So that's why I came forward even harder, because I trusted management back then to do the right thing, and they didn't. So this time I was going to sock them clearly in the eye with all the evidence and everything
yeah.
to show it to them, to force them to finally do something so another innocent kid isn't killed. You know, the scary thing is with my incident, once my kid was safe, you know, I really didn't comprehend how close that danger was. But then now that this happened, it's not only making me feel horrible for that family, but then I'm fully realizing how close my son came to the same fate.
Exactly.
If you go to the web and Google something like wild alligator attacks wildebeest in Africa, and you'll see these alligators at a watering hole where these 3,000-pound wildebeests are there. The alligator launches itself 10 feet in the air, grabs it by the snout, and yanks it in the water in less than 3 seconds.
It's amazing.
So,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Once again, Disney, the happiest place on earth, and a man-made lake. You're not thinking about that. Your kids splashing around having the great time. You pay a premium
yeah.
price at Disney World. And you did, true or false, did you write a letter to the president and tell him, hey, you think the death on that young boy rests 100% with Disney? 100%. I know you just said it, but did you get it to the...
Oh, no, I wrote it. As yeah. soon as I found out about that incident, I think that day I started writing. I sent it personally by fax and mail to the president. It was a 3-page letter telling him what happened to me and how callous the management was, and that this death is Disney's fault and Disney's alone.
Right, and the only
period.
Fault, though, is that
the president of the United States.
The president of Disney, that's almost
oh,
the president.
All right.
But I would say this, the only fault that they have is they didn't put this, if they had put a sign up, then it's the parents' fault. Then it would have been your fault, David, or because it says, no swimming allowed, alligators in this water.
100%.
And then there would be no blame on Disney.
No,
because
there would.
Just put the sign up.
And that's as simple, because this is the thing. You know, they said, well, there were signs placed sporadically over different resorts that say no swimming. Well, to me, I don't equate no swimming with alligators. I equate no swimming with maybe aesthetically, they don't want people in the water.
Exactly.
Maybe the water has mosquitoes.
Right.
It's dirty, or people swim, they get water in mouth and sick. That's what I equate it with. I know it sounds stupid, but I would never, ever think that no swimming means alligators.
Yeah,
I'm just
David,
shocked that
David,
I saw
it. We talked about that exactly when it happened. We said, listen, I grew up with no swimming means, oh, yeah, no swimming, but, you know, not for me. I mean, I'll just jump in there and get out of there.
Yeah.
If I saw no swimming, all they had to do was put no swimming alligators in the water. Who would jump in that water? And certainly a parent wouldn't put a two-year-old in it. That's all they had to do from the get-go.
Yeah,
you told them 2 years ago, and they didn't care. And you showed them pictures of six-foot alligators coming that close to your son. Well, now it's up. Now it's done. But guess what? There's a two-year-old dead. So that's that. David Hyden, I appreciate your time. I'm glad you did this. You did the right thing. And, you know, they got a sign up, and now, you know, if you go in now with a sign that says no alligators, then you're just an idiot.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the public response to me has been 110% positive. Everybody, I'm getting people emailing me saying, I'm so glad that you came forward because Disney's finally changing it. You know, too bad they didn't do it before and listen to you, et cetera, et cetera. So my involvement in this incident is over with. You know, they're doing it finally. But God bless that poor family. There's nothing that anybody can do to help them ever get through this. It was an unavoidable death that Disney caused, and Disney alone.
Right on, man. Hey, David Hyden, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you, folks.
David Hyden, H-I-D-E-N, San Diego, warned Disney about the alligators. He warned him. He said, someone's going to die. And they did.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying. Learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, who is this?
Johnny B.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
What you talking about?
Call toll free 844-4-JB-SHOW. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Call Johnny B now.
Very nice.
Very nice. Hey, I kept, we just got up with the parent there, David Hyden, who reported the alligators to Disney officials when 2 6-footers went after his kid. He pulled them out of the pond. I keep saying 2 years ago. It was last year. Disney knew of the problem, knows of the problem. Somebody's got to pay something. This ain't over yet. Is it Inside Edition?
You're watching a Disney World employee fending off an alligator at one of the Magic Kingdom's most popular attractions, Splash Mountain. The guy pokes the gator with a pole, attempting to force it back into the water. But the gator is determined to come on land. Just a few feet away, tourists are enjoying the ride, oblivious to the danger. The disturbing video is surfacing as a new report claims Disney ignored warnings that guests staying at the swanky Bora Bora bungalows were known to frequently feed gators in the same lagoon where 2-year-old Lane Graves lost his life. Disney has known about the problem of guests feeding the alligators, a former employee told TheWrap.com. He says he recommended a fence should be erected to protect guests, but he claims his warnings fell on deaf ears.
No, you don't need a fence. Don't worry about that. Let these kids feed these alligators. They're not going to do anything. What's the name of that website he was talking about? Have you ever seen that where the alligator jumps on the wildebeest?
No.
They fly out of the pond and swallow it up.
I have seen that. I have seen that footage.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you could take revenge like Death Wish on the alligators if you want, like Representative from Florida, GOP Rep. Ted Yohu, and just endorsed Trump, by the way. And he was going to kill gators.
Just Congressman gators. Ted Yohu, I understand you are a gator hunter.
No, I'm not. I'm going for the first time.
How will you hunt them?
Well, you go out in an airboat, and you'll shine a light, and you'll find them, and then you locate them, and you go ahead and harpoon them, and you'll bring them to the surface, and then you'll use something they call a bang stick.
Congressman, are you motivated to do it because of this tragedy, or were you already planning to do this?
No, I was already planning to do it. I want a pair of boots.
That's right.
The gator that you will harvest will be one that you'll turn into a pair of boots.
Yeah, that's our goal.
I mean, it's hard to express any sympathy for a gator during the course of a week where a two-year-old lost his life in Disney World, but, you know, they're just doing their thing, right?
Well, they are, and, you know, they're everywhere. They're dangerous people. They're not pets. They're not a lizard, I mean, that you want to go up and pet. They'll eat you, and it's just such a tragic thing about this young person that from Nebraska that was killed by this alligator.
It's going to be awkward. Let me switch and talk politics. So,
politics is a lot like alligators. It's somebody's always snapping at you.
That's right. Politics, that was good. There he is, Rep. Ted Yoho out of Florida.
Congressman, are you motivated to do it because of this tragedy, or were you already planning to do this?
No, I was already planning to do it. I want a pair of boots.
He wants a pair of boots.
Who can blame him?
Here are the top 10 Disney parks. These are a study ranked the most popular amusement parks in the world. Number one, Disney Magic Kingdom, Florida. Number two, Disneyland, California. Then you go Disneyland, Japan, Universal Studios, Japan, Tokyo Disney, Japan, Disney's Epcot, Florida, Disney's Animal Kingdom, Florida, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Florida, Disneyland, Paris, and Universal Studios, Florida. These are the top 10 amusement parks in the world. And they will still remain the happiest places on earth. Just keep the alligator signs up and we'll all be happy.
Where are the lawyers? I want the lawyers.
There's someone's going to sue someone. I just want a pair of boots.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Security forces in the capital of Bangladesh have entered a terror siege at a restaurant in Dhaka that lasted 10 hours. Six of the gunmen were killed. Two bleak explosives were heard Saturday morning in the restaurant where heavily armed extremists were holding about 35 people hostage. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Correspondent Katie Daigle reports that ISIS is not known to be active in Bangladesh.
The government says they have no presence in the country and instead believe domestic militancy, a domestic wave of violence.
U.S. State Department confirms the Islamic State group was responsible. Donald Trump spoke to conservatives in Denver Friday. He said Bill Clinton's impromptu airport meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch has opened up a Pandora's box. Lynch said that the meeting was a mistake and that any decision about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account will be made by career professionals.
I certainly wouldn't do it again. because I think it has cast this shadow.